Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. And a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me one.
Oh, okay. God. So yeah, apparently I need to stand up for my man. My mans.
Your mans? My you man. Have more than one?
Did he get upset at the Boonary?
Yeah, he was like, why Boonary? I'm like, because you...
We said it!
Because you interrupted us. Like, yeah, he, and that was another thing. He was like, oh, and Christy, like, oh, look at this person. Look at... Ugh, Nary. And he's like, you don't defend me. You just let them. I'm like, I don't know what... It's all in good fun. Like, nobody is...
We're all, like, we do it to all of them. I told a story about how my husband dyed his pink's pubic.
And welcome.
Welcome.
I've had one sip of wine, you guys.
I know. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Probably only ladies. Welcome to...
I'm sure we have some gentlemen.
I know we have at least three.
Yes,
one, two,
true.
Three.
Yeah. No, and Carlos.
No, Carlos. And
hi,
Sue,
Carlos.
And, yeah.
Mi amor. Tell me something.
Can I really, really want to talk with you?
Talk to me.
I heard your guys screaming.
I'm sorry, mommy. We're trying not to scream. We're talking. We're just loud.
Can you be so quiet and then, can you be quiet like this?
And see me, amor.
And then me and Bobby, can we...
Sophie, can I ask you a question? Did Daddy tell you to come out here and tell us this?
Yes.
Oh, and the other one is peeking out too. Hi,
that
Oliver.
Hurts my ears.
I'm sorry, mi amor. Te amo.
Te amo también.
Buenas noches.
Oliver's peeking out.
Of course he is.
Hi, Gordo.
All right, guys. So let's try this again.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. It's Friday. As usual, we usually meet on Fridays.
We weren't going to record today, and then Hurricane Matthew threw a wrench into
everything. We were going to record yesterday. Real quick, I'm Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And that's the three of us. And the little voice you just heard was my daughter, Sophie, asking us to shut our mouths in the cutest, sweetest way possible.
But let's be real. The reason I asked the question is because
we know our people.
No. We know, and I am throwing down the gauntlet right now, MT Geekmore, we know you're discussing the fact that we say you're louder than we are.
These poor kids are, this is the second podcast they're sitting through today.
Yeah, it is.
Because Geekmore recorded right before us.
Yep, a little over 2 hours before us, so... They've had to be kind of quiet. Well, I took them out so that they wouldn't have to be like suffering in silence. But Yeah. So I have no idea where I was going.
Well, for those of you...
We were going to record yesterday. Yes. That's correct. We were going to record yesterday.
We were going to record yesterday because I was going to be leaving out of town. I was going to go to... my husband and my son have a Monday off. So we were, and I always have... I take Mondays off just because... Since I work all weekend, I take Mondays off because if not, I'll go crazy. We were going to make a little long weekend and go to Disney. Since they both had early dismissal.
But there was a wonderful storm.
But then Hurricane Matthew threw a wrench into everything for no goddamn reason.
At least for us.
For us. For us.
Thank God for us.
Yeah.
Because I was freaking out. But My brother terrified the crap out of me.
I told you that
me.
It was...
No, I know.
A little,
and like in the back of my head...
You knew.
I knew that nothing was going to happen because that's just what's been happening every time there's a huge hurricane.
You know, Poppy, it was a joke.
It was a joke?
Yeah, it was a joke.
It was a joke. It was you that wanted us to be quiet?
Yes, I'm not one who... He didn't tell me.
Poppy didn't tell you to tell us to be quiet?
No, I'm the one... I'm the one who told myself.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for telling us. Good night, baby.
Good night again!
And that's the mama's part of Mama's Amarillo.
Yes. Yes, it is. But yeah, so we had Hurricane Matthew come, disrupt our lives for the last 2 days.
But because we haven't been doing anything for the last 2 days, we have a very productive podcast.
We are.
We all prepared.
Yes.
We all have notes.
Yes. Well, I take notes.
Well, Vanessa takes notes throughout the podcast.
Because
so
if not, I don't know what
so
to
write. So she can
write
the descriptions and I'm edit the one that's and responsible. All that good stuff.
I'm the responsible one for uploading and editing, and
you also have all the equipment to do so.
Well, that's true. But I can give it to you.
I would totally be okay with that, except I am just not computer savvy. So Christy works in IT.
Okay.
I could technically do it, but
it's pretty easy, but it's
so much easier
deal.
When you do it.
Of course it is. Of course it is. That's why I'm glad that we're like 2 weeks behind, because then I'm like, I could do it tomorrow, and then I have to edit like 3 podcasts.
Yeah, but
then
when you come back, it's gonna. We have to,
yeah, we're gonna be on time. I can't.
We
procrastinate.
Have to do it on time. Yeah.
But what yeah, we do real quick before we get into anything else. We do want to send our prayers out to the people in the Caribbean, to the people of Haiti, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic. There's been
also St. Augustine, Daytona Beach got pretty pummeled today. So.
But there's been a huge death toll that's expected to rise. Last I heard, it was like over 800 people have died in Haiti alone.
That's crazy.
So it's very sad, and you know, our prayers and our thoughts are with them as they try to rebuild and hopefully not get hit by any more hurricanes the rest of the season. So there's that. Now on to our wine.
Our wine.
It's our very first listener pick.
I'm so excited.
Wine. I'm so
excited. I saw this email and I was like, who the hell is this? And then I was like,
and we don't know this person personally.
No, we don't. This is like not a friend. This is not someone that's like just doing us a solid. This is somebody that actually listens. I'm like super excited.
Yes, it's amazing.
Shout out to Janet.
Hey, Janet.
Janet recommended the Marqués Pinot, which I think I said a couple of weeks back when I brought. Last week, actually, I said it when I brought the Clos de Bois that I was like, oh, I was going to bring the Mark West, but then I saw this and we should drink an actual Merlot. But today we have Mark West. So
we have a Pinot and we just opened the first bottle and I think we're all enjoying it.
This
so
is
far.
A pretty regular thing for me at restaurants. I usually get this because it's like inexpensive. It's normally like not more than like $10 a glass,
which is crazy because it costs me $10 for the whole bottle.
Exactly, but you know it's at restaurants, so it's like a triple markup.
Well, yeah,
but
of course.
This is usually like if they don't have the wine I like to drink, that 9 times out of 10 a restaurant will have this, and this is what I usually get. So.
Yeah. So,
but it's yummy and it does the job.
So cheers, like Janet. Bucks, so. Thanks for reaching out. You have made our day.
Super.
Like I was so excited because I mean, I don't know who you are. And then I asked the girls, I'm like, do you know who she is? And nobody knew who you were. And it was like, my head is too big to fit through the door right now. I'm so excited.
I was really excited because I have like 5 or 6 email inboxes, like all linked to my email. I have like my business one and my personal one. I have an old one. I have the podcast one. And I have... another one. I have like 3 or 4. I have like a bunch of different ones.
Yeah, I have like 5 inboxes. And
then I saw this and I was just trying to narrow it down. I'm like,
where
this doesn't
this
work. This isn't me. This isn't the school. Like, I don't get it. And I was like, this is a real person.
This is a real person who doesn't know us in real life.
Yes.
So high five, Janet.
There's a,
cheers to
I'm going
to
post a meme to the Instagram page about like referencing this in a little bit. So,
okay.
Yes. But it's going to be really funny.
Yeah. And thank you. Yeah. Because we're just, you know, the little podcast that could. We're just trying to share our stories, share our lives. And it's great to hear that somebody's out there listening. You know, and we know we're a little bit all over the place some nights, and you know,
depends
we're just
on how
being
the alcohol content of the wine.
True.
Yeah, it depends on the alcohol
how
content.
It hits us.
And sometimes, as mom, you are all over the place. We're running.
Oh yeah,
but I think that's what makes us real.
Yeah, we're running
for sure.
15 different stories, 15 different things, all in our heads at the same time. And also, just really quick, I'll take this time to then also we got a shout out on Twitter.
Yay, another one.
Another
Yay.
Mommy that we don't know also, that she is, her name is Rami. It's Rami Nix, at Rami Nix on Twitter. And she told us that she listened to our first episode and that it was great to hear from other moms because she doesn't really have a lot of mom friends.
I'll be your friend, Rami.
We'll be your mom friends.
So we said we'll be your virtual mom friends and we thank you for listening and hope
you
that you enjoy
sit
it.
With us.
Oh, yes.
You can definitely sit
she
with
can
us.
She can sit with us. So there's that. Oh my God, I'm so excited. We have actual listeners that are not our friends. It's so exciting.
Yeah, super.
I feel like the biggest nerd right now. So I'm like, I have friends.
Oh my gosh.
It's bedtime in the science house.
It is. It's bedtime and it's actually really late because of the guys recording earlier. I took them out, so bedtime got pushed back a little bit. So
and daddy's doing bedtime.
Yes, daddy's
yeah,
doing
all three daddies are doing bedtime, so we'll see how this
high
goes.
High five, daddies.
Woohoo.
So
mine's
great.
Still awake, I just heard.
Oh, mine is too.
I well,
yeah,
clearly mine are
message.
Too. All right, guys. So do we have anything we want to talk about?
Where do we want
to
begin?
I don't know.
We took notes.
I have things. We all have stuff. We're so prepared
stuff.
Today.
I had a
well,
story, but I can't remember what it was now.
Something local.
The garbage cans are in the shed, by the way. No, oh, you took them out?
Yes.
Are you mad?
Why are you mad, bro?
Because he had to do bedtime.
Okay, sorry. Do you guys want to talk about something local? Because it's
sure.
Florida, and also because it's Miami, and I'm really ashamed to live here.
Oh, are we talking about Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes.
Okay.
I cannot believe, first of all, can we just point out the fact that the video was recorded by a 16-year-old because all the adults were too busy pulling
fighting.
Each other's hair?
That makes me sad. And of all places, freaking
Chuck E.
Cheese.
And it really bothered me because to give a reference to those out there, I've gone to that shopping center.
100 times
I've
been to
been
this
there.
Chuck E. Cheese.
It's,
well, I've only been there once. Because
it's in our neighborhood.
I'm not a Chuck E. Cheese fan,
yeah.
But
it's in my neighborhood.
Well, I'm not a Chuck E. Cheese fan anymore because they took out the
well,
play
right.
area. It's
yeah.
all video games now.
Right, and I didn't... And
I don't
like
that.
I have a 2-year-old that doesn't really give a crap about video games right now, so...
Well, Sophie likes to play them, but she doesn't know how, so it's just kind of like she pushes buttons and stuff happens, but it's like she's not doing anything.
Yeah, no, I took my nieces when they were younger to Chuck E. Cheese, and there's this, like, ceiling tube...
Yeah,
that,
but they got rid of it.
And yeah, like, and that once that happened, I just, then they went up there and they wouldn't come back down. And I was, as an aunt, not a mother, I was thinking, I can't have to bring these children home.
Yeah.
I am responsible for lives that are not mine. This is like one of my first outings as like a responsible adult when it was my nieces were younger. And I was like, I hate this place. I'm like, I
well,
can't do this.
Yeah, that's
well,
why that's
the
what
kids
I like about
of
going
the,
bananas
yeah.
is that it's small.
Well,
and you
we
can,
went
like,
there
keep an
on
eye
Wednesday.
On
the kids all got early dismissal because of Hurricane Matthew. And a bunch of the moms from school were like, well, let's go to Going Bananas. Like, they're I just called. They're going to be open, whatever. And we went and the kids, we were the only ones there. And the kids had the place to themselves. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but
it was
this,
like the 6 kids that we took.
Yeah, but this happened. If you haven't seen it,
it's on
count
YouTube.
Your lucky stars because
it's
honestly it's
on
disturbing.
YouTube.
It is disturbing.
About
it's
10
so
parents,
sad.
If
more,
not more, you think
more.
It's more? They're
oh, for
pulling
sure
hair.
More.
They're punching each other in the face. They're like,
and the, but I
running.
Thought I saw like men hitting women. I for
was,
sure
I
saw
anything.
Women hitting men.
I saw
men.
Women hitting women. I didn't see men hitting men. I've only seen the video like once or twice. I haven't like really studied it.
It's come up a few times, and I've watched it a few times, and
I can't finish watching it. Like every time it,
but it's like,
it comes
it's,
up I just
it's a short
cringe.
Video
well I read a like the report of like what the girl that excuse me, the girl that taped it said, and she said,
I'm surprised nobody shouted world star.
What she said was that there was like two families just looking at each other really like hard. They were just like giving each other
it's
nasty
Chuck
looks.
E. Cheese. And then how one, hard
one went
are
up
you
to the other, and then it was like all downhill from there.
How do you
it probably happened because some kid took some other kid something or whatever, like something we've seen 150 times at kids play places, and it just escalated. That really? Escalated quickly. So
okay, I don't know. I mean, I feel like last time I went to Chuck E. Cheese, like I was watching. I feel bad. I'm such an ass. I was watching the kids playing, and they would like take their tickets and leave, and then like two more tickets would spit out of the machine, and I was like, "Those are mine."
What are you getting tickets for?
For Sophie, I was like following Sophie
other
around.
Kids. I see.
Yeah,
what you're
other kids stick. Oh. Other kids like Sophie would be playing on one machine, and then the other kids would be and then somebody would be playing next to her. And their tickets would come out, and they would like take their tickets really fast and then run off, and then like one or two more tickets would just like come out of the machine, and I'm like, and I would leave them for a little bit, and I'm like looking around, nobody's coming back. Sophie needs these tickets. Swipe.
Well, I had read that
I didn't take like tickets out of a kid's hand, but took them out of the machine. They could be anybody's. It's like if you found it on the floor, it was just sticking out of the machine. Yeah. I also found some
coins
on the floor.
Envelope full of cash.
So.
It's fine. It's cool. I'm sorry, if I find an envelope full of cash, I'm probably not gonna look for it.
I'll probably like turn around and be like, is anybody coming back? Cool.
Now, but
I tried. I made a valiant effort to turn around and see if someone was coming.
Now there's those stupid shows that they like.
Oh, I like would totally get you. Caught red-handed.
I'd be horrible.
Oh, I don't care. But I don't care. That's the thing.
I'd be like, listen.
I'm like, one man's...
And I'm not signing a release, so you can't put me on TV. Yeah.
One man's that's the problem trash there. Is another man's treasure. So this is the other thing about the Chuck E. Cheese that you might want to know. Not every Chuck E. Cheese sells alcohol.
Did that one sell?
But this one does.
Really?
Yeah, they only sell beer, and supposedly they have a two-drink
I thought
max
it was beer and wine.
I don't know if they have one. I know that they have beer because I've seen they have pictures beer. Of beer there.
Yeah.
But apparently they have a two-drink maximum.
Yeah, so it's not like you're getting hammered.
Yeah, unless you, like, you know, sneak vodka yeah. in a water bottle, no. which I've totally never done. But
look, and look, I'm
no,
not going to
I had a
it.
Flask like a lady.
I have a flask and it has little bejeweled top. It's really cute.
Like a motherfucking lady, okay?
Look, and I'm not going to judge it because, trust me, they're very
I wanted to punch other parents. I just
oh,
never
always.
Don't.
But, I mean, we aren't animals. Yeah. Like, you control the urges
savage,
to
so.
Beat somebody with a fucking stale-ass pizza from Chuck E. Cheese. So... Chuck E. Cheese, we accept.
They have a great salad bar. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, they do. The pizza, actually, I went to a birthday party not too long ago, and the pizza wasn't.
Why are you going to Chuck E. Cheese to eat salad, sweetie?
They have a great salad bar. Like, trust me, have you seen the pizza
there?
There
being a salad bar.
That's
the pizza's not bad though.
It's gotten better.
The pizza's actually really
better.
Good.
Well, again,
I was surprised.
This is we're talking at least 10 to 15 years ago.
Well, they've updated it. I remember seeing a commercial where they were like talking to moms in the commercial, like, what do you guys want? And they're like, free Wi-Fi, and we want this, and we want this. And then they're like, oh, we could do that. And then the moms got crazy. We're like, we want mani-pedis and massages. And they're like, well, how about better pizza and a salad bar? So they have updated the menu.
Yeah, I just
which is great.
Like, look, I have a friend of mine that took her daughter to regular playground. Not even, you know, an indoor location, like a regular park, regular playground. And there's some kids that started like bullying her daughter. Like they were like just being rude to her and being mean. And she even told me, she's like, I was looking around looking for the parents to tell them something about like your kid's basically an a-hole right now to my kid. But she didn't even see, like, she's like, look, there's moments where I want to turn around and tell somebody, listen, your kid's a jerk. But there's nothing that she's like, there was nothing in my body that ever said, I'm going to go deck a parent.
Yeah.
I mean, there must have been, like, some other beef not having to do with the kids.
There had to
there
have
had
been.
To have been.
Well,
like,
nobody knows. Nobody really heard anything.
Of course so. Not. But there has to have been, like,
yeah, there's something.
Well, you it's dated my hope. Sister and you treated her like shit. And
oh, I don't know.
Oh, it has to be
it has
some
to be some
of...
crazy drama, Miami bullshit.
No, because Miami's like the biggest small town, so literally yeah. everybody knows everybody. And
I was just embarrassed. I was just
yeah,
it
I
is
was
embarrassing.
Embarrassed to live here because it's not like even it wasn't even in like a ghetto part of Miami. This it is in West Kendall.
Fucking suburbia.
Like, it was like West Kendall. Like, I go to the that movie theater.
There's a Pier 1 right next door.
Yeah, I go to that movie theater all the time.
Yeah, there's a Pier 1.
There's a Jared in that parking lot.
There's a Jared. There's a Gap.
That's where my ring came from.
Me too.
You went to Jared's.
Me too.
I go there every couple months to get my ring, like, cleaned and stuff. You know, I'm in that shopping center.
Yeah, all the time.
We have mandates to on the boys have mandates to on the border in that shopping center.
Yes, we are there all the time. There's a Barnes & Noble right across the street. The only thing that shopping center is missing to make it a little bit wider is a Starbucks.
Yes, that's
so,
true.
So, come on. Like, there's no reason for this kind of behavior. Especially in a children's party place.
I saw it. It, like, came up on my feed on Facebook. And it was literally,
this has to be somewhere else.
Well, and that's the thing is, I saw it and I was like, oh, this is just horrible. And then somebody goes, oh, yeah, that's in the Kendall Chuck E. Cheese in Miami. And I go, but,
well, I saw it come up. And I saw it shared in, like, a mom group that I'm in. It wasn't even, like, one of my friends that shared it. It was a mom group that shared it. And then I was reading the comments, and somebody said, oh, this has to be Miami Kendall. And I'm like, why does it have to be Miami? And then somebody commented, and they're like, no, this is Manchester, Connecticut. And then there was a news article that something similar happened in fucking Connecticut. Well, Connecticut!
They've happened in, like, California, Wisconsin. There's been, like, several brawls at Chuck E. Cheese. They're pumping into the air.
It has to be. Honestly, I think it's, like, after 2 hours of being there, you know where I stab someone.
Granted. The anxiety level used to be worse, though.
Well, yeah, I feel like it must have been because I remember going to, like, Chuck E. Cheese and Discovery Zone when I was a kid, and, like, I wouldn't see my mom for the whole 2 hours that I was in there. And granted, it's, like, in the 90s where
helicopter parents did not exist.
Exactly. Helicopter parents were very, very rare. I wouldn't see my mom the whole time we're in the party place unless, like, I needed something.
Yeah,
I wouldn't either.
So, the only time I would see my mom is when she would come yell at me to go find my brother because he was doing I don't know what to I don't know what kid. And I had to go, like, find him and make him stop because my brother was a pain in the ass.
I used to go to Pirates. I loved Pirates.
I very, very, very narrowly remember Pirates because they knocked it down when I was, like, really, really young. I remember
that place.
That's a great memory that I just popped into my head right now because I used to love that place. But yeah, I never saw my mom there.
Yeah, like, I never saw my mom. I never saw my brother unless, like, we happened to cross paths. But
she wasn't punching somebody, I can tell you.
Oh,
that
of course
much.
Not. Oh, no. Please. My mom would, like, no. My mom would be like, let me go get a manager and they'll kick your ass out. That's what my mom does.
At what moment do you just get up and just lunge at somebody?
I'm telling you, there has to have been some previous beef, like high school BS between, like, two of the moms or something because they have the same baby daddy. I don't, like, it is some dumb
But it was
drama.
It was just embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
It was that moment that I was just like, I can't believe this happened to me.
So I saw it on, shout out to Billy Corbin. I shot on his Instagram and his caption was, because Florida. So
it really should have just been because Miami. Because,
well, yeah, that's true too. But yeah.
But yeah, I saw it in a mom group, like a random ass mom group. Not even like the local mom group. It was like a national mom group that I'm in.
No, I really think that there's something, like, in the water lately that Florida's... Well, we've always been weird. There's always been, like, that moment. And I think even...
Yeah, but I feel like the heat, like, just melting our brains.
And I think, like, BuzzFeed did it, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was BuzzFeed. That they did this whole thing about you... Like,
you might be from Florida.
You know that you're from Florida. And they did all this stuff. And there's one of the girls, Kelsey, which I love her. She's my spirit animal. She's a drunkie. I love her. She's a wino. But she did this whole thing that she's sitting in the car.
Please don't be from Florida. Please don't be.
And they're like saying a story about like a woman took did drugs or something in an ICU or in a maternity ward or something like that. Like a guy was arrested and like she's in the car going, don't be from Florida. Don't be from Florida. And then you're like, ah, Orange County. And you're just like, why?
No, but it doesn't shock me. Not even in the least bit because, you know,
there's a game.
Crazy people in this state.
Yeah, there was a game show, like a fake game show, on, I want to say it was either Seth Meyers, on either Late Night with Seth Meyers or on Jimmy Fallon, I think it was on Seth Meyers, that it was like, fake or Florida. And it was, is this fake a fake, yeah, it's like, is this a Fan fake story or did it happen in Florida?
Can I feel your legs?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not being a weirdo, but Vanessa got LuLaRoe leggings today. Ooh. Legs are extra.
feel.
Oh, I know what that feels. It feels nice.
It is nice. I was standing in line at Publix and I'm like,
just feeling yourself up.
Like, how can I stand here and like touch not my leg? Like a
fucking weirdo.
And not look like I'm like feeling myself up. I'm like, there's no way.
No, just be happy. Yeah, just but, own it. Yeah, like that show, I'll never forget that fake. So I'm used to Faker Florida, but I used to be able to push it to Central Florida.
Yeah.
That, and say, that's just, you know, it's middle of the state.
When people started eating people's faces down here, it would just...
Went downhill from there.
Miami's no longer safe from the craziness that is the rest of the state.
Nope.
Yeah, that was just sad. Like, no. It was just sad.
Well.
But yeah. Yeah, that was an embarrassing moment in the news this week.
Oh, so to make a little callback to two episodes ago when we were trashing Belle. Today on my Facebook feed came the article from BuzzFeed from exactly 1 year ago today that I reposted about how Belle is the worst.
Why she's actually the worst.
Why she's actually the worst.
She really is the worst.
She really is. She's like not a nice person. What a cunt.
She is kind of cunty.
She's a little cunty. Barry's going to get very upset when we're trash-talking Belle.
Yeah. He keeps telling me like, oh, she's the most beautiful princess. And I'm like,
I see your bell, and I raise you. Anybody else?
Anybody else. Anybody.
I see your bell, and I raise you a Jasmine.
Hello, Jasmine.
First of all, crop top. Nobody rocks a crop top like Jasmine.
Mm-mm.
Well, she's not wearing them anymore.
Can I tell you sad I am that I'm going to be in Epcot tomorrow, and I'm not going to have, like, I'm going to have some, like, stupid covered up version of Jasmine. That's so stupid. Well,
I read this article about it and I was laughing.
I did too, and I was dumb
because they were saying like it's all of them. Like Pocahontas is getting an outfit change.
So I think the whole thing is that they're trying to make them a little bit more traditional to whatever culture they're supposed to represent. They're not necessarily from that, because obviously they're from fictional places.
Well, and that's what somebody said.
But that they're reflective of a certain culture. So like Anna and Elsa, for example, they're from Arendelle, which is fictional, but it is based off like Scandinavia, Norway, whatever. So that's fine. I understand that. And in Aladdin, there's plenty of references to Islam. Like they say Allah like several times, and they're clearly like in an Arabian, you know, Middle Eastern. And I get that. That's fine. But like, why do you got to change their costumes, bro?
Yeah, like,
seriously,
why
like,
they took away Pocahontas' teal necklace and it was so pretty.
Like, why that's part of the movie.
It is. It's a huge part of the movie.
Her necklace her mother gave her before she died. What the hell's wrong with you people?
Yeah, like, they took away. People were, like, saying, like, these people are not from these countries. Stop trying. It's like, what? Stop trying to make it happen. It's not going
to happen.
Stop trying
to make fetch happen, Disney.
Fetch happen. It's not going to happen. Because, really, Pocahontas is Native American. Fine. Why do you gotta hate on the necklace? I don't get that at all.
Is it because they didn't have teal? They didn't have that color stone?
They wanted to make it more of like a traditional Native American
Right,
look.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe the teal is not a color that would be found in that area. I don't know. I don't know the reason
behind it. That is a perfectly plausible hypothesis.
Cool. It's really not cool.
Yeah, and then the Jasmine outfit.
Get your head out of your ass, Disney.
Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. And then I think that they said something about which one was the other one?
But they changed Aladdin's costume.
And too. It was that. Yeah, they changed Aladdin's, but like, oh, somebody was the article was saying that they're like, okay, well, so we've changed all these people. So when are you going to change Little Mermaid? And
well, when
is she going to go naked? Because really, let's be real. Mermaids
don't wear clothing.
Don't wear coral shells on their boobs. Like, they're not concerned with this.
Right.
No, not at all.
So, where do we draw the line?
Well, when Ariel... The only time that Ariel is, like, as a live character is, like, in her little grotto thing. Because when she's at, like, at the princess dinners or anything
like that,
she's
in
her,
like,
she's in her gown.
Yeah. Yeah. She's walking around.
But when she does the character greet in the little grotto, she's in her little...
In her seashells.
In her seashells.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
What are Disney? Maybe they're going to, like, raise her fin all the way up to
her
boobs.
I don't know, but Disney, you keep your hands off
Cindy. It's a high-waisted bathing suit bottle.
Listen... If all of a sudden Cinderella's like shoulder things go like,
well, no, because those are conservative. Like the old school princesses are conservative.
Yeah, they're pretty conservative. But even it's it's not more than a regular bikini top, and it's not like a low cut fin. Like,
no, but then
you can't see her pubic bones. Like, she's.
But that's my concern, though.
I was looking at this, and I'm like, I've noticed. I've gone back, like, because now that Link is watching all these movies, like, I've gone back and I've noticed, like,
the flip.
They're tall. All there. She's got like the Aquanet. Like,
yeah, she's like, got the like, big bangs. Like, yeah. They're huge.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my thing though. Okay, so the classic princesses, like the more traditional older ones that came out in the 70s. The first three. Like, okay, so you don't touch theirs because they're more traditional older. But so why does it make it okay to now take the newer princesses and just we need to make them more ethnic.
No, I think they're really just trying to cover them up. I think is more
well, they're using else. Yeah, and they're
people
using
we're just getting offended
at everything.
Fucking stop it. Everybody needs to calm the fuck down.
Calm your tits.
They're fucking fictional characters. They look like that in the movie. They're not going to redraw the movie.
Exactly.
So that your overly sensitive ass can fucking be comfortable with the fact that your little boys are watching, or your little girls or whatever, are watching fucking a mermaid in a bikini top. Newsflash, assholes, every mermaid is in a bikini top, because otherwise they would be topless.
Exactly.
No, and the thing is that, so
they better just not Star Wars up these movies and go back and like add shit for no reason.
No.
Like, no. Fuck that. No.
Listen, so mad. The day that Leia is wearing a bra, we have a problem. If they ever were to go back, that's the only thing, CGI, like, her like boobs her nipples not out. Bouncing. Because you know that white outfit she was running?
Mm-hmm.
Boobs.
It's like the first like four seasons of Friends where nobody ever wore a bra.
But yeah, like I was saying, like, okay, so all these princesses are getting like the conservative look. And it's like,
but
what is it going to do to your kids? Really?
But like, Disney's not there to teach our kids. Like, no, they're there to entertain.
They are-ish, but...
No, but you, at the end of the day, are the one that needs to tell your kids, listen, you can't run around in a bikini top all day because you're not a fucking mermaid. Like, you're not.
You ever tell me I can't be a mermaid, I will never
No, you can be a mermaid. Okay. You can be whatever you want to be, Stephanie, but this moment, you are not a mermaid.
No, I am not a mermaid, unfortunately.
You cannot run around in a purple
Much
seashell.
To my dismay, I am not a mermaid.
I don't know if they make seashells your size.
This is true.
I probably have to like
special order.
I would have to like find, I don't know, what's like a big crustacean.
I was trying to think of like clams get bigger. There's like one
crabs.
No, because I'm thinking like paellas. I'm like, what are the big like?
clams get shellfish. Big, I guess.
Yeah, but they're not that big, babe.
No. Maybe we can make like a mosaic and just like sew a bunch of seashells together. Just,
like, paper mache.
Yes, we'll paper mache your seashells.
The one that the Venus comes out of.
Like it's a clam. Oh, yeah, that is a clam.
It's a clam.
Yeah, see? Okay. And you was going with this somewhere.
Like, yeah. She needs the Venus de Milo shell. That's what she does.
Thanks. But I need two of them.
Well, the clam comes with a top shell and a bottom shell. Right. You just got to turn them sideways.
No problem. I found the reasons why Belle is the worst.
Okay. We need to share it next week.
Yeah. I'll link it to the...
2 weeks.
I'll link it to the... I'll share it on the Facebook page.
That makes sense because the internet is listening.
The internet is listening
because they definitely were listening, because the day after we talked about our hot dads, Entertainment Weekly published their top Hollywood hot dads, David Beckham being on there.
A lot of ours were on there.
To which then I posted on the mom Instagram page of the picture of David Beckham's watch that was really just a gratuitous picture of his ass. So
it's a beautiful ass, though.
I mean, it really is.
If you haven't seen it, check out Mama Zen Merlot on Instagram.
Too bad his voice kills him. He really does.
He's not shocked.
No, I can just sit on his face and he just doesn't have
Jesus.
To talk.
And
that'll shut him right up.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, here we go. The wine is clearly kicking in, guys. Oh, my.
Jeebus.
Okay.
Well, then.
What else do we have
do
on our list?
Do you want to hear about...
Guys, I think we talked too much during the week because I'm sitting here like, what have I not told you guys?
Well, the last 48 hours have been exceptional because we've all been sitting at home bored.
Doing nothing. Yeah.
Normally, I have like a bunch of work to do. Christy has work to do. You're, you know...
And I text you guys and no one responds.
takes us a little bit.
It takes me a minute, but I always respond. Like, I'm up on my mommy chat from school, which I'm never up. Normally, that text is like, that thread is like 150 messages deep before I even begin to look at it because I'm so busy throughout the day. And I've literally, like, yesterday we literally sat in bed.
Oh, you poor little working girl.
I literally sat in bed yesterday with Dave and we did nothing.
It's wonderful.
We were just watching TV all day.
That's wonderful.
It's fucking great. But like
sometimes
nobody,
it's very necessary.
But like nobody, that's the thing is like my dad works really, really hard and my dad, my parents and I, we all live together. So my dad.
One big happy family.
One big happy multi-generational family. My dad who works a very physically demanding job. Sorry, I drank Coke, so I'm like a little burpy today. So I'm trying to like burp away from the microphone. My dad works a very physically demanding job. And yesterday, like, and even when like it's the weekend, like my parents will still like do stuff around the house or whatever. And like, mm-hmm. since we couldn't do anything, like it, my dad literally, it was nice to see my dad
relaxing.
Be able to sit in bed and watch like a marathon of American Horror Story yesterday. Like, it was nice because That's he nice. Never gets to do that. So it was a nice family bonding day.
It was nice. We did the same thing because after my brother terrified the shit out of me because I don't have shutters, he was like, you can't stay there. That's dangerous. And the kids and da, da, da. And then I had like a meltdown and cried. So we went to my parents' house because they do have shutters and they are more prepared than I am. It was great that we got to spend extra time together that, you know, we normally wouldn't have had, and the kids got to spend with their grandparents, so it was nice.
Yeah,
it was wonderful.
Yeah, luckily my kid ran around outside before anything happened, thank God, because he wore himself out a little bit.
Well, that's why I took Link to going bananas on Wednesday, because I figured I'm like, this kid's gonna be cooped up for the next 24 hours, like I might as well let him.
Yeah, well, Sophie's like in princess mode and I'm like, let's go play outside, and she's like, no thanks, as she adjusted her T-Link gown.
Wearing a gown yesterday.
She was wearing a gown yesterday.
Mm-hmm. She's like fucking Mariah Carey. Just wearing a gown.
Just wearing a gown to lay around the house. Like, that's my daughter.
That's fabulous, though.
Goals.
Mm-hmm.
As my son, I am trying to get pants on him.
I mean, with a gown, he wouldn't have to wear pants.
Exactly.
Listen, at this point, at least his junk wouldn't be out. Because right now, we are living a no-pant life in my house, which means no, like, the second that he... You turn your head for 1 second, diapers, pants, shorts, whatever it may be, off. And he's just running around.
Well, I mean, isn't that the goal?
Basically.
To not have to wear pants?
I mean, it'd be nice if they didn't pee everywhere.
That's true.
Luckily, he didn't. You know, that's the only good thing. And, like, I did intentionally, like, not give him any fluids. Like, I was like, you are not drinking water until you put on a diaper.
Oh, my God, no.
Like, you need a diaper. And he would just look at me with his face. Like, no, mama.
I mean,
no.
The last couple pictures you've posted of him, he looks like a big boy.
I know.
Like, he doesn't look like a little baby anymore. He looks like a big boy. And it's heartbreaking.
I know.
These kids need to stop with the growing up shit.
Well, and I showed
I'm
up
not
here.
Cool with it.
My mom
Oliver
told me
looks
that. My mom
so
told
big.
Me that today, too. He's got, like, the little, like, fold-out, like, sofa bed things mm-hmm. that they have, like, the little foamy ones. He has a Jake one, and my mom was like, she had just washed, like, the cover of it, so she was putting it back on today. And she goes, Niño, yo te veo tan grande, like, little boy, you're so big, like, and I'm like, stop it.
Well, I will tell you, I didn't want to mention it to you, but when you sent the video today of him, like, for a minute I was like,
yeah.
Like, what
I feel like the three of them have just gone through a growth spurt these last couple weeks because they don't look little anymore.
Well, Link's haircut makes
that
him look a lot older.
Yeah, that's true, too.
There's a lot. That hair, like, I was like, oh, is that Link?
I'm so sad.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
So then, of course, my mom has now started on the...
He needs a sibling.
You know, I took out all the girls' stuff, and I just put it out just in case, you know. You might want to think about having a girl.
Oh, like, because it's not have a baby.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
have a girl.
That's how that works. I don't know if you knew
you
this.
Get to decide.
I get to decide, you know, what kind of child I'm having. I mean, because I can just manifest things like that, number
well,
one.
Well, your mom's pushing you to have another one. My parents keep looking at me like, don't get pregnant again.
My mom would probably until the day I hit menopause, continue to push me to have more children. So, because she doesn't have to actually raise them. She just gets to, like,
exactly. She gets the fun part.
She gets the fun part, and she gets to, like, buy them crap and, like, whatever. So
she gets to spoil them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's. I mean, I've basically heard that for like the last year or so since after. Yeah, basically after Link turned one, she was like,
no,
it's time for another baby.
Well, like, for like the last week and a half, because I know we've talked about how I want to have. Well, we want to have more babies. But for like the last 2 weeks.
How many more babies are we talking about?
Maybe, I think I'm good with three. I think three.
See, I think that my mom, my mom was asking me that the other day. She's like, so if you got a boy next, are you going to stop or are you going to try for a girl? And I told him, like, basically what we've decided is that if we get a boy next, we'll try for the girl. But if that's a third boy, then we are done. Like, yeah. I'm not going to do, not going to be the Duggars with like, trying to like, trying to get a girl.
I've
we know so many people that they have like 4 or 5 boys because yeah, they were
because they keep trying. Well, that happened to my cousin's cousin. She had 2 girls and her husband was like set on having a boy. Like, we need to try to have a boy. And like, he Googled it and he's like, oh, all the positions you need to try to have a boy and like when in the cycle you need to have sex so you yeah, can have a boy. And like the foods you need to eat.
According to quote unquote urban mythology, I guess, if you want to put that out there, if you want to conceive a boy, you should have sex closer to your ovulation.
Yeah.
Because male sperm dies quicker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And female sperm lasts longer. So if you want to have a boy, which well, makes total sense, by the way.
It really does. I guess the men like, die faster.
Men die faster. They get there faster.
When I can say I do know the exact date of my insemination.
Oh, I have no idea.
I do with Oliver.
Oh, no, I do.
I know the exact date. And I was ovulating. And that was the whole joke about it is because we decided, okay, we're going to, you know, okay, yeah, I think we're ready to, you know, start trying. And I just happened to have one of those apps. And I was like, oh, well, funny enough, today I'm ovulating. And he's like, I just started ovulating today or whatever. And he was like, let's go. Let's do it today. And I got
really pregnant. On the first try?
Well, that's what happened.
You too.
That's what happened with Oliver. Well, yeah. I went and I took my IUD out, and I remember I told the doctor, I was like, nervous.
I'm don't
like,
oh give God, me so whatever nervous. Water you're drinking. Jeez.
I was like, I'm so nervous. She's like, why are you nervous? I'm like, because I'm ovulating this weekend, and I feel like I'm going to get pregnant this weekend. And she was like, no, it doesn't normally happen the first time. Don't worry. She's like, it's going to take a little time, blah, blah, blah. A month later, I'm back in her office. I'm like, yeah, I'm pregnant. And she's like, that is the fastest I have ever seen. When your OBGYN tells you that is the fastest she's ever seen someone get pregnant, I have no words. Oh, but back to my cousin's cousin. They tried. They did all the trying the voodoo. Twin girls. So now he has 4 girls.
See, and that's another thing that like scares me because there's twins in Jeff's side of the family.
There's twins on both sides of my family, too.
So I'm like a little worried that that'll be my next kid. But like my mom doesn't bug me with like having another kid or whatever. Because
your mom watches Nate.
Exactly. So she's like, I'm tired. But we had, because of the hurricane, we had Jeff's grandma, Nathan's great grandma at the house. And so she spent the entire...
Chris, I don't mean to interrupt you. Just as an update, Link is asleep.
Oh, I wish.
It's 10 o'clock.
Oh, no. Mine's running around the house. He did it yesterday, too. He has cabin fever. He needs school.
Yeah.
He needs school. He needs
open back up schools. Well, I'm not, like, this is part of the reason that we ended up deciding to kamikaze it to Disney anyway, is because this kid needs to burn his energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't... Like, I posted a picture this morning of Nathan just running with just a t-shirt on and a stick in the backyard, like, freedom!
Because he was so happy.
Like a fucking, like, Lord of the Flies, like, escaped.
So happy just to be outside and running because he's just, he has too much energy right now. But yeah, like, Jeff's grandma spent the entire 2 days that she was at our house. When are you going to do that? Next time when we have the girl,
when we have the girl. Like, no, bitch. I have the girl.
No, and it's not even that. It's like, when we have the girl.
There is things in my uterus.
There is exactly. No definition. Like, there was no, like...
No uterus? No
opinion.
No opinion.
No, and it was, like, no discussion about when you have the next kid. No, it was when you have the girl. When you have the girl. And I'm like, you do understand. Although, I'm pretty sure... I did see
if you do ever have a girl, I do have a little like gift in mind already because I did see a Deadpool bow.
Oh, that would be so cute.
So I was like, David and I saw it on Think Geek and I was like, oh man, if Chrissy and Jeff ever have a girl, we're going to get them that.
But I will tell you, I would rather have a boy just because it's going to be less of a battle because me and Jeff are adamantly against each other on to name a girl.
Oh no, we have like a list of names. We had three girl names and three boy names picked. No. So because we much knew that we were gonna be, like, three was gonna be our limit. So we have three of each in case we got all girls or all boys or a mix. So there's we have options.
Because the thing is, we agreed on one name and then I changed my mind. And I'm really like my choice. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to go back to the original choice. And
was the original choice?
Kaylee Jane.
Okay, that's cute.
It was going to be Kaylee, because to keep with the whole Firefly thing, the female character from Firefly is Kaylee, and one of the guys, his name is Jane, J-A-Y-N-E. And so we figured Kaylee Jane would be a good combination of that. But I fell in love with the name Miranda.
Okay.
And not from Sex and the City, from Firefly also. It's the planet, but Jeff says it's bad because it's the planet where everybody went to die. But I just think it's a great name. But we're adamantly against what we name the kids. Because I'm dead set on Miranda. He's dead set on Kaylee Jane. So we're like, no, because we only agree on the third kid name, which was the extra girl name.
You're not even sure if you're having
two. No, we're not even. But the thing is, because we made the agreement that if we had a third girl.
Right.
Oh, like, this is like my Skywalker name.
Yeah, that I wanted to name my daughter, if I had a third girl, Penelope.
Oh, love that's that cute name. Though. That's a really cute name.
Yeah, and but I don't love it enough to be the second child, the number one. Like I had,
and
one.
Then you know North is gonna rip her to shreds. So.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. And then that happened way before I wanted Penelope. You know the whole thing, because Penelope to me was Penny. You know, and if you want, Dr. Horrible Sing Along blog, her name's Penny. Like, if you ever watch anything like really geeky, most of the girls are named Penny. And I was like, I like the name Penelope. And I still have, like, from when ages ago, Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That they would have the Penny shorts.
I freaking loved Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Yes. So, but
Pee Wee's Playhouse was my jam. I had a cherry in my room.
That's awesome.
Right. I had a fucking cherry in my room.
If you loved it so much, why don't you marry it? I guess I will. Married ice cream soup. Loved it. I don't care. Paul Rubens, I love you. I don't care if you...
Did you see when HBO was broadcasting the Broadway show that they did?
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. Sorry.
I also talked into my wine glass again. Yeah, I have a problem when I have two things. It just didn't work.
I laughed so hard when I heard you say that in a past episode. I died. Like, Christy talked into her wine glass, and nobody even noticed that you said that.
Nobody picked it up. There's a couple things that when you're editing or when you're listening to it, you're like, did you say that? I go, yep. I, every once in a while, like, whisper little things when you two are going off on your tangents.
on our friends' quotes.
Yeah. Listeners at home will get Christy's opinion.
I think it was a Geekmore episode. I hear, like, Jeff and Jason.
Yeah, Jeff's like, it was the...
Jason,
the...
you have such kind eyes. Jeff, nobody's listening to him.
Jason, who's your favorite Disney princess? It was the rock star episode.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Can I tell you...
Oh, Lord.
For the people that... again, you can listen to us on geekbro.net.
And Podbean and iTunes.
Yeah, and you can listen to MT Geekmore from there. And as you know by now, our hubbies are on there.
Jeff, is that what they do every...
Yeah.
That's what they do every Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And every other day that they can. Can I tell you how proud Jeff was that they pissed off Dave and that they got him to do the teacher walk?
Oh, at the Quarka? Yeah.
At the last...
I knew they would. I heard it happening, and I was like, oh, no. So, as just for people that don't listen to Geekmore, you can listen to this on the latest Geekmore episode. Well, no, this will be 2 weeks out. So, a couple episodes back.
It was the one live from Quarka. It is the worst video game
movie. Video game to movie adaptation.
Yeah.
That's the one. And they were, I guess, I don't know if Roland and Jeff pre-planned
it. They did
it,
not.
Or if someone just dropped the bomb and the other one rolled with it.
Yeah, it was basically the volley went up and Jeff spiked it.
Gotcha. So, as we know, David has a clear obsession with The Legend of Zelda, so much so that he likes to say, or likes to think, or both, that he talked me into naming Lincoln that because he could shorten it to Link. Which he is wrong, but anyway, Raul made the comment that nobody would ever want to see a Legend of Zelda movie.
Yeah.
And I I wasn't there for the recording, but I could just imagine in my head, because I know mm-hmm. all of our guys and how this went. I can just imagine like the fume coming out of Dave's ears, and Jeff and Raul just kept going and going and going and going, and it extended into their group chat, so much so that Dave changed Raul's name to Faggy McFaggot Face.
Yeah.
Because super grown up.
Because the best thing is, so Raul makes the comment of nobody wants to see a Legend of Zelda movie, and Jeff takes that and just does the perfect spike and makes the one insult.
Like the volleyball scene in Top Gun?
Yeah. Makes the one insult that every...
recreate that scene.
Yeah. That every guy, that anybody that likes Legend of Zelda takes to offense, that he said, yeah, no one would want to watch that little Zelda in her little green outfit running around the whole time. Because obviously Legend of Zelda, the character that you're playing, is not Zelda. It is Link.
Zelda's the princess he's trying to save.
Yes. But so he makes the statement. Obviously Jeff knows this, but he says it and Dave just gets up from the table and starts pacing. And Jeff makes the great comment of, look, he's doing his teacher walk.
Oh my.
True. It's true. I can just picture it in my head. I know exactly how it happened.
So
and then, of course, Neri is probably just sitting there like a dog with a bone, like watching a tennis match. I can't believe this is actually happening.
But no, it was great.
I'm surprised Neri wasn't involved in that, because
he
like
was laughing.
Jumps
he says at, he was just laughing.
But like, you know, he jumps at the opportunity to make fun of anybody.
I think it just came out so perfectly that it just they didn't even expect Jeff to make that statement, and it wasn't needed because The best was Steph goes to me, I'm going to have to put, you put on the chat, I'm going to have to put Dave on
blood pressure medication
to continue with doing this.
By the way, update, my children are sleeping and Oliver took, I hung the clothes on his dresser because I didn't want to put it in the closet because I'm lazy.
Just to update people, no, not just for context, I brought, Oliver's birthday was this week and I brought him a little gift.
Yeah. Well, he took the clothes off the hanger and is now sleeping in his bed with the clothes and the hanger.
Oh,
it's like all around. I'm like, what is that red on his bed? And I'm like, oh, he was playing with the clothes when he was sitting here by the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He was taking the clothes off the hanger and was playing with the clothes. And now he's sleeping with all of it. So
he likes it. At least there's that. So, well, so in Captain Obvious news, there... Cornell University, which is makes me really, really upset to even say this because Cornell's an Ivy League institute, just completed a study where they came to the magical conclusion that women are more stressed out than men.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
They say that women are generally unhappier because they have much more responsibility and men don't find their lives to be as stressful as women.
Oh.
I wonder why.
Really?
I wonder why.
Shocker.
So there you go. And the most obvious news ever. I have nothing to add
to that because it just
makes me really sad because
that's
why?
Like that study that kids need more sleep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
The thing is that here's my problem with this whole thing. I'm like, well, aside from the fact that this is the most obvious thing ever, an Ivy League institution felt the need to dedicate
time
and funds
to study the most obvious thing.
They could have been studying dinosaurs.
Yeah.
They could have been trying to find the cure for cancer.
Yeah. Or Alzheimer's.
Or, you know, sending...
Diabetes.
Sending IR students to, like, the UN, to, like, diplomats.
Exactly.
No. We're going to study shit that everybody already knows and weighs hundreds of thousands
of
dollars.
Well, now we have scientific proof. Like, shut the fuck up.
Right,
I'm more stressed than you. Well, but now we have it. Just in case you need to pull it out of your back pocket, now you got it.
Well,
thanks for spending that money.
That's
for all of the Cornell listeners, do something else. Because you're clearly bored and have nothing else to do. Call me because I can give you a bunch of shit that I need done. And
like, I have laundry that needs to get done.
I have laundry that needs to get done.
Your time would be better spent.
I have lunches that need to get packed. I have carpools that need to be driven.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would need an assistant.
I'll hire a Cornell student.
No, you don't even need to hire them because they're in college.
They can be interns.
A la Sonia Morgan from Real Housewives of New York that cycles out interns every 3 months. So she doesn't actually have to pay people.
I can teach you how to be a stay-at-home mom.
and deliver dog you kiss.
Very, very.
I'm very good at it.
Practical life lessons.
Yes.
That we are offering you here at Mamas and Mama.
I want interns. Yeah.
I think
I want an intern. Like, hey, come intern. Intern, come edit the podcast because I don't want to do it.
I think that I'm going to start doing that, like, for work, though. Like,
getting interns.
Like, hiring, like, people. Like, I think I'm just going to get interns because, like, well, hospitality degrees
exactly.
require.
Say, don't people they, yeah, actually do that?
Not every major requires.
An internship.
Requires an internship, but hospitality does. They require a semester internship.
Definitely worth looking into. Definitely worth looking into.
Anybody that wants an internship, I'll hire you.
Holla.
I'll feed you. I'll pay you in food. Okay. Chrissy.
Okay, I just have like a couple. It's like, and this is more like.
I mean, I have other stuff, but I'm throwing it to you because I've been talking a lot, I feel like.
Oh, it's all good.
We take turns, guys. We take turns.
Yeah, no. I just had like one that was it became this just a blow up in like four different, maybe five different people's Facebooks statuses and feeds that I saw, and I was like, what is the big flipping deal, people?
Tell me more.
I am intrigued.
Well, and here's the funny thing, because this will air probably in like 2 weeks. You'll
just about
be listening to us, so this is maybe done by then, but since when we were listening to this last episode that we posted, we noticed that we talked a great deal about Kim and Kanye, especially because of the Kanye lyrics that we started the last podcast using. And it just so happens that the whole drama of Kim's, like,
Her robbery
and all that has started.
I saw somebody post about that. Sorry to interrupt you. I saw somebody post that people were saying that it was fake, or that it was like staged for insurance purposes. And I'm like,
because that's what they need, insurance money.
Exactly.
Yeah. People make,
but
like
not
a,
even like that. Like $80 million
a
money,
year.
But I'm like, but why? I mean, I know. I feel like sometimes they fabricate stories. Like
that's something that
but
poor
that's
people
a
do.
Giant. Intricate, involved story that involves the French government, involves like,
well, they're saying that it's an inside job on like the behalf of her security, like someone in the security like leaked it.
Well,
to,
and that's
different.
That's very different from the whole story is fake.
Yeah, and this is not Ryan Lochte.
Staged.
Okay,
yeah.
It's not someone making, but my whole thing was.
First of all, I feel like Kris Jenner could pull off a much more brilliant publicity stunt.
Oh, for sure.
Doesn't involve her daughter being fake held up at gunpoint.
Yeah.
But what.
Especially since it's her favorite daughter.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's
her favorite daughter.
It's the daughter that makes her the most money. She'd be my favorite too. I don't blame her.
Yeah. But like, and look.
She was the favorite before she was making her any money, period.
This
so.
Is true.
Well,
that's probably true. But
this is like, let's be real.
Now she's like extra favorite.
Well.
Again.
Build.
Can we go one episode without you spilling wine all over yourself?
That what would be the fun in that?
But so forget, and we've and we've had conversations about, you know, the Kardashians and stuff like that, and we have a love hate, you know.
I don't have
Kanye,
a hate.
I don't hate. Well, with Kanye, yeah.
With Kanye and stuff like that. And
see,
then,
yeah, I find Kanye like kind of like the village idiot amusing.
But yeah, exactly. Like none of us are like, oh my god, and I don't think any of us are like these are. Besides nannies and money and fashion and everything, life goals. Like, we have our lives. We have our things. Like, nobody really wants to be, like,
no.
I want their money.
I want their money.
I want their
that
money.
That would make life a lot easier.
Yeah.
No, I would want their life.
See, I don't know if I would want a life where I'd have to constantly.
Sweetie, I'm like Tinkerbell. I need applause to live.
See, you. Yes. Okay, let me take that back. Steph wants to be Kylie Jenner.
I mean, you know what? Like, you can be Kim and I'll be Courtney, the one that, like, she doesn't get as much media attention. Like, I can deal with being Courtney.
Okay. Can I be Kendall?
You can be Kendall.
I want to be Kendall because she just does her thing.
She doesn't
thing.
Have kids. I feel like she's like the most normal
woman. She posts, but she doesn't like. And they let. She has the model life, so they don't really leave. Like, really, I don't see them like attacking her as much as they attack.
Well, she said it before that she's like the black sheep of her family.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she doesn't do anything to her face. She hasn't done anything to her boobs or her body, but she's also like a noodle.
Yeah,
like,
which she's is tall why and she's thin. A model.
She's a model. Like, yeah. She doesn't need... I mean, honestly, I don't think any of them needed anything that they've done to themselves, but...
Did you see that meme with Kylie Jenner and Bella Hadid that said... it was like before and afters of both of them. It says, nobody's just ugly. Nobody's ugly, just poor.
Did you see the one of Kylie turning into Blac Chyna?
No.
Oh my God, it's so funny. It was like... Four squares.
No, but Blac Chyna is definitely turning into a Kardashian.
Oh,
like,
for 100%. Sure.
100%. Like, she's wearing, like, these maternity outfits that, like, they're seriously, like, Kim's maternity outfits from a year ago. Because they're like, the long, like, maxi, like, tight maxi dresses and, like, the duster coats and shit. And I'm like, you literally went into Kim's closet and took that. Yeah. Because she, I swear to God, wore that a year ago when she was pregnant with Saint.
But yeah. So, the one of the things that, cause, okay, so like, the reason I'm prefacing this a lot is because, so we don't have hate for them. We don't have anything.
I really don't. And, they're actually pretty smart to have.
Oh, I think, listen,
if I could figure out a way to make that much fucking money
from doing nothing, but they really do nothing.
Yeah. And I like,
they don't do nothing, but they
I mean, they do stuff.
They don't have like a performance talent.
Yeah, they don't have a talent.
They don't have a performance talent. That's not that they're not.
They have talent. A business talent.
Correct.
Which
they're
is,
not. They don't perform or they don't talent. Have. They don't have an athleticism or, you know, with the exception of Kanye, obviously. But like, you know,
no, we're talking.
But he was like famous on his own before.
Correct. We're talking
Kim.
About like Kim, Courtney, Kendall. I mean, no,
well, no, not
Kendall.
Even Kendall.
Kim, Courtney, Khloe is what I meant.
Yeah, Kendall's got her thing. That's what I'm telling you. I'll take Kendall. And then like Kylie and all them, like they have their. They're not. Quote unquote, you know, talented because they don't have a talent.
They don't have a performing artistic talent.
Yeah, correct. They do business and they're smart about it. Listen, they have
they really
marketed
are.
Themselves and they have made money.
Like, they just need to slap their name on something and it will sell. Like you said, the episode that you brought in your lip kit, the one that's.
The Kylie lip kit?
It's airing in 2 days. That they would sell shit on a stick and you would buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's true. Okay. I mean.
Did I say that?
You did say that. Oh, those awesome. Were your words. I heard it.
Heard it
so
were
I was
editing
it. I'm like,
but there are certain things that it like. That's like my go-to phrase. Like I say that like David. Every time I'm watching Bravo, he's like they could film shit on a stick for an hour and you would watch.
Oh my God! Watch how it melts. Like,
but so as while Vanessa opens the second bottle.
Oh, yeah. My job.
Thank you.
You're oh so subtle.
So subtle.
Remind me.
Like, I'm going to tell you
and
what to
way,
do.
And by the way, Janet, I really do like this wine. It is smooth.
Yeah, this wine is really good. I like
I'm
it.
I'm really liking it. But so my thing that I... And I saw it blow up on like 3 feeds. And I was part of... I was kind of part of it on one of my friend's things because I just couldn't help it because I couldn't stay quiet any longer. What drove me nuts is, listen, if you think it's fake, if you think it's not, let's just forget about that. Let's take it that for face value, this really happened.
First of all, that's scary as shit.
Why the hell are people literally attacking her?
Wait.
Hold on.
Wait, am I on something? Do you guys want
if he's going to Wendy's now.
Okay. Thank you.
You might want to. You might have to edit that.
No. Why did you ask? Because I wanted to know where you were going. I'm allowed to know where my husband's going.
But
That's what I said.
So. That's fabulous. But like my biggest concern is people were going off on anybody because I had a couple of people that they didn't even put like statuses about whether it was real, was it fake. Like it was about the one of my friends put a post about the actual actions. Ooh,
I got it.
You got it. Hold on. I pause for uncorking. Ooh, that was a nice little. Psst.
It
was like a dainty fart.
Yeah. It was a queef.
Nice.
Couldn't help it, guys. Couldn't help it.
But one of my friends put a post about like just the incident, and then she put, oh my God, I don't care who you are. This is terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people started commenting on that post, and then I'm not going to name names and stuff like that because I really don't know who's going to listen to this. And my friend commented something about, oh my God, this is terrifying, this and that. And somebody else commented, what do you expect when you degrade yourself and you like put yourself out there and you're flaunting your wealth? And like another website, another post was the same thing about if you're flaunting. I'm like,
so here, well, I have two things to say.
Yeah, I have something to say about that too.
Nothing justifies this treatment.
My one thing is that Neri and I practice all the time, which maybe I shouldn't put it out there, but when we travel and we leave the house alone, I mean, I don't know if you've noticed recently with like my cruise pictures, I don't post anything about the cruise while we're on the cruise. And
yeah, you messed me up last time because you posted a picture and I was like, I thought you were back.
Like, I am back, but that's why, like, I don't want it to look like the house is empty, especially if like I'm not taking the kids and, you know, just my mother-in-law is watching the house with my kids. Like, if the house is alone with just my children and, you know, an older woman, why would I want to put that out there to the whole world? So in that aspect, I do understand, like, you're telling the world where you are, you're showing the world what you have, but that doesn't mean inviting you to come steal my shit.
Well, and here's the other thing is, like, I would guarantee you 9 out of 10 of those people that would say, like, oh, you deserve to have it stolen or whatever
haters.
For putting it
I
out there.
Feel like
if
haters.
You had that much money, you'd have a bunch of nice shit too. And you'd be posting it, putting it all over social media too. So don't sit there and pretend, number one. Number two, those are the same people. Or that's not the same people. That's the same philosophy as saying that a girl that dresses
exactly.
provocatively
yes. And I said this. I made this connotation. I made this connection
is
too.
100%. Like, nobody.
That's bullshit.
I can't fathom anybody ever, quote unquote, asking or deserving some kind of crime or assault or attack to become a, like, she was not only held at gunpoint,
she was tied up,
zip tied and duct taped. She had to beg for her life, and she told the people, like, please, I'm a mother, I have children
at that moment.
And she apparently also said, like, not okay, she hasn't made any public statements, but according to like the police reports
or
whatever, she said she was certain she was going to be raped also, which is like, that's
terrifying.
Like, that's horrifying. I cannot fathom anybody asking for that, number one. Number two, like, there are basic bitches with a 30k, 1,000 a year. Not that there's anything wrong with like making 30k, but I'm saying you make something that they can make in 2 hours, and you're flaunting your Michael Kors purse
exactly.
and your, you know, Steve Madden heels on a Saturday night at fucking South Beach. Like, that's just a fraction of a version of what they do. We live in an age of social media. We live in an age where everybody broadcasts everything.
Yeah, everybody's trying to keep
she
up with
just
the,
happened to
with
be
the Kardashians. It's not even keeping up with
but
the Joneses anymore.
First of all, she's not the only rich person that does this
of
either.
Of course not.
There are tons of Instagrams of like rich kids of Russia and stuff like that are like literally billion-dollar oil heirs and heiresses that do all the same crap. It just happened to be her. And it happened to be her, and it happened to be them that they...
Somebody sold them out.
It could happen to any person that has money.
And it
money.
Has. I mean, I was watching E! Like the day or a day or two after the robbery
happened. But it
could
happen to anybody that has money. It could happen
but
to
they
Steve.
Were talking about other celebrities who have had like... stalkers or have had
what about
like,
the bling ring
yeah that have had like the those people that were breaking into celebrity homes just because they could, not even to steal shit, just because to say that, hey, I broke into your house. That is such an invasion of privacy. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced it, but my mom's house got broken into a couple
my house
years
got broken
ago
into before, when I was a baby apparently
I
but I
out.
Never
after I moved out, like a year or two after I moved out of my mom's house, her house got broken into and I felt violated, and I didn't even live there anymore. So I can't even imagine what it feels like to have your, not only your hotel room, which is your home at the your temporary home.
No, that's not her temporary home. That is the building.
It's a residence.
It's a residence.
It's not a
condo
hotel.
Apartment. Yeah. They
right.
own that.
Right. So
that,
it's their home.
That's
their
timeshare.
They have,
it's
yeah,
their home.
It, yeah, they have an apartment in Paris, and that is their
right.
home. Like,
so
they
it's
live
their
there.
Home in the city, and not only were you there...
And this is a city that
you're
is, like, for all intents and purposes, their second home because
yeah.
they own property there. They go there all the time. So this is like, we have not a timeshare in Orlando. We have a condo in Orlando. It's not a timeshare. We own it. So that's like if somebody were to break into my condo in Orlando while I'm there.
Exactly.
You know, so it's for you guys that you have a home in North Carolina, like your parents have a home in North Carolina, like it's the same thing. Like it's a vacation home, you know? That's,
yeah, and to say, oh, why does she have this? It's like saying, okay, well, in the level of money, her $4 million ring, which is her wedding band,
is your $4,000.
My $4,000 ring.
Yeah.
You know, why does she have the ring? Because it's her ring.
Because it's her ring. It was given to her by her husband. It doesn't matter if you're Kanye West. It doesn't matter
if your ring is an eighth of a carat or 10 carats like hers is.
Or if that's, it's still a piece the ring of that
your husband gave
it could
you.
Be a piece of fucking aluminum. Yeah. It's something your husband gave you because he loves you.
Yeah.
It is priceless no matter how much it costs.
Period. Exactly.
I'm sorry. It could be this little ring cost me $7. If Neri had given it to me, it would be priceless. The necklace I'm wearing, I'm sure it wasn't the most expensive thing ever, but because Neri gave it to me, it's irreplaceable.
Right.
So
I had a Tiffany necklace stolen by some chick that wanted to bone David, and I'll get into that story if you want.
Do we got to do another minivan drive by?
No, because this was like 10 years ago.
But I don't understand, like, I want to bone your husband, so I'm going to steal your shit. Like, so
this is a girl
not
that...
Not David, by the way, because after I said it, I was like, that sounded wrong.
Did you hear that, babe? Vanessa hates you and thinks you're disgusting.
Well, because nobody wants to buy me pizza or take me to the movie,
she doesn't want to have sex with your pink pubes, babe.
This is a problem.
Well, you didn't want to either. No, I did. You were married to him, so sorry.
She finds you repulsive. No. Long.
Are you talking to your wife nuts again, Christy?
No, I'm talking to the listeners at home.
There was this girl that we went to college with, and she lived on campus. We did it. We commuted, and she lived on campus. She was from New York, and we had a couple of classes with her, and we.
I think I remember the story.
I think you did. I think you were definitely around for this, but we made friends with her. Like, she didn't really know anybody. We basically adopted her. Like, we took her everywhere with us. She we're really good friends.
Oh, wait. She was your...
She was my girlfriend.
No.
Hold on. It gets worse.
No.
Oh, no, Coco.
I like that.
No.
It gets worse. We would hang out in her dorm room because, like, sometimes in school you have, like, long breaks between class. Like, we would just hang out. It was a big campus, you know, whatever. And it was just somewhere, like, indoors that, like, had a bed and had a TV, or, you know, whatever, that we could just a place to just chill, like, in between class, whatever. We would take naps in there because she had a single room. She paid extra for a single room, so it had two twin beds that she pushed together, and it was a king.
Right.
So, we would hang out in there, fall asleep, whatever. And one of the times I fell asleep, I woke up in the middle of my nap because I had the Elle Woods Tiffany's toggle necklace, the heart one.
Yeah,
I had that. I love that.
Who gave that to me. When we were 17 years old, he gave it to me on our 1-year anniversary. That shit was $350 back then. I don't know what it is now.
I'm sure it's way more now.
And he worked all summer to saved up for it to buy it for me for our 1-year anniversary.
Aww.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
David.
He had it engraved. And this is the thing, is that he had it engraved and everything, so I knew it was mine.
Right.
I took it off in her dorm room once because I fell asleep with it, and they're chunky and they're not low hanging, so
yeah,
they get when you sleep with it, it gets kind of like
uncomfortable,
choking,
right?
You know, whatever. So I took it off. I left it on her nightstand. I woke up. I had happened to wake up 5 minutes before I needed to be in class, so I just got up and left, and I left it there, and I didn't realize it till a couple days later, or a day or two later, a couple hours later, not a couple days later. And I texted her. I'm like, hey, did I leave my Tiffany necklace in your dorm? And she's like, let me look around, whatever. And I'm like, I left it. I took it off right on your nightstand. Unless it fell over or something, it should still be there. She's like, no, I don't see it, whatever. And then I'm like, well, let me check my purse. I checked everything I had in my purse, my bag for school, everything. Nowhere to be found.
That's the worst.
A week and a half later, homegirl had gone to Tiffany's and swapped out the toggle, the heart itself.
What a bitch face.
And she was look what my mom got me for whatever. She sent it to me. I was like, no, bitch, that was mine.
That's mine.
So that was strike one.
That would have been strike one, two, and three.
Well, I wasn't as much of an asshole.
So you kind of believed her?
I kind of believed her. I didn't want to think that this girl that we had been so nice to, and we had kind of
taken in
and taken under our wing, was not, this is a girl that came over to my house and stuff during long breaks where she couldn't go home and stuff. Like, if it was like, I don't think she ever, I think we had invited her to Thanksgiving, but she didn't end up coming. But like, it was like that. Like, I would bring her to my house on the weekends to like, so that she wouldn't stay at school and be all lonely and shit.
Bitches be tripping, yo.
And then that summer is when we did the study abroad, and she was one of the people that came with us. It was like a group of 25 of us. But she came with her, she had brought her best friend from New York on the trip. Like, the girl transferred in for a semester, which you can do that at any school. You can transfer into a school for a semester to like do a program or whatever and then transfer the credits out. So she did that. And these two girls are the reasons that Americans hate, I mean, or that Europeans hate Americans, because Americans typically tend to act like
entitled assholes
in other people's countries. Like, it's fine if we want to act like an entitled asshole here, like we live here, it's fine. But when you go to somebody else's country and act like an entitled,
it's not fine.
I mean, you know, one step before getting into an adult fight at Chuck E. Cheese.
True.
But these girls were like the definition of why everyone else in the world hates Americans, and they were sloppy drunk all night till like the wee hours of the morning, and like we still had to go to school. Like, we would, and I'm not trying to say like we were like party poopers and we didn't go out like and get drunk. We did. We just cut it off at like 2 a.m. These girls would go to like 7-8 o'clock in the morning and then go to class and then skip, no, they wouldn't go to class, and then sleep all day and skip class. Like, I still had, like, this is a summer abroad. Like, you could, just showing up gets you an A, you know? It's like really, really relaxed. So
yeah, they know you are not there for the education. You're there for the experience.
You're there to like go to class, but you're more there for the education.
Yeah, you're more there to be there
to be in Europe for the summer. So
God, that would be amazing.
It was the best thing I have ever done. If anybody is listening and has college-aged kids, or if you are a college-aged kid and just happen to think that we're funny moms or whatever.
if you take this podcast as a warning to not have children.
Anybody that is in college and anybody that is ever going, like, that I know that is going to college.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
100%. If you have the opportunity to do a study abroad, like,
do it.
Take it and run for the hills. It's the most amazing experience. So Dave and I went on the thing together because we went to the same school, whatever. We were gone the whole summer. And then I started to notice, like, throughout the course of my friendship with her, just, like, little things that, and again, I've never been, like, super jealous. So I've started to notice, like, little things here and there where she's, like, maybe a little bit too dependent on Dave, or a little too relying on Dave, and he's oblivious to it because they never notice that.
They're really bad at that. We've discussed this multiple times.
So, and he's like, no, babe, it's no big deal. Like, she's just being nice and whatever. It's no problem. Well, one night we were there. And this is already towards the end of the trip where I'm just like fed up with her bullshit. She gets so disgustingly drunk. And we're downstairs talking to the concierge for the hotel. And she comes out of the elevator drunk as a skunk, butt ass naked.
Ew. What?
Butt ass naked. No, that's not what happened. We walked into the hotel and she was sitting on the concierge's lap, butt ass naked. I'm lying. That's what happened.
Ew.
So we walked into the hotel from like being out and came back, and homegirl is sitting, and the concierge is like a former student that did the program like 10 years before us, and like met a girl that he like fell in love with and like moved to Spain like right after. So he worked at the hotel where we would always stay, where the school would stay every year or whatever. And the concierge looked at David because we had like developed a little bit of a friendship with him. He was like, get her out of here, I'm gonna get fired. So David took off his jacket because in Spain we were like in the mountains, and even if it's the summer, it's still a little bit chilly at night. He takes off his jacket and he puts it over her to be like a nice guy, and he takes her into the elevator. And I wasn't there, I stayed behind because I didn't want to like whatever. He took her upstairs, and apparently in the elevator he says that she took off the jacket, and she's like, Dave, I want to fuck me here in the elevator or whatever. And ew. He was like, yeah,
she's ew.
Yeah, this is a girl that slept with every single guy. Her and her friends, her and her other friend, one of them slept with every guy. Can I help
Mary,
you?
Mary, like, shot around the corner. Listen, you're married, fuckface. You're married. I'm right here.
She's not going to be here for like 3 weeks. That's totally fine. We're just going with
I'm going to throw this microphone at your head.
Hose before bro.
Now the fry.
Just saying. I thought I was your favorite.
Either she or her friend slept with every single guy on the trip except for Dave.
Go, Dave. High five.
So, sure.
Stop being an ass.
One of the guys that she hooked up with was Dave's roommate, and we walked into the room.
Bring Christy fries, please.
Christy asked you for a fry.
Yeah, I said, can I have a fry? Ooh, see. So it wasn't he was ignoring me. He just didn't hear me. No, I didn't hear that. Sweet. Thank you. I just wanted a fry.
For sure.
I'll take another one if you insist.
I mean, if you insist. You're going to twist my arm, I'll take some more.
I am like, so do we know this girl?
No.
Is she still around?
No. One of the guys that she hooked up with was Dave's roommate. One of the first guys she hooked up with was Dave's roommate. And we walked into Dave's hotel room after they were done. And the room smelled like there is no other way to put this.
I know what you're going to say. It smelled
like codfish. It was so nasty.
Oh, my stomach already hurt. Now it's like turning.
It's Mary. It Mary's making so sounds. Gross.
And did you ever confront this girl?
No. I kind of just, again, I wasn't as much of a like a bitch.
Independent woman.
Yeah, I wasn't. That developed the skill as the years had gone.
Yeah. And I think back to high school, and I'm like, I think back at all the chances I gave certain people, right? And I'm like,
We were like young. Like I turned 20 on this trip. This was like our summer between freshman and sophomore year. So we were still like younger, and you know, we were still not as.
See, I liked people till I got.
I still like pregnant. Had hope for human society at this point. So
you were young.
I was like young and naive and stupid. Mm. No, I kind of just cut her off afterwards, and then she sent me an email like 2 months later that she moved back to New York supposedly, and then like a couple months later she sent me an email that she was moving back and that she wanted to like repair a friendship, and I told her I'm like. And then I actually came across this Facebook message recently because I didn't know that Facebook like stores all your messages. So I was like deleting messages from like back in 2007.
Yeah, that was like
happened.
A big thing for like a while that everybody was like, check your deleted. Like,
yeah.
Your
so I had messages all the way back from 2007, which is when we went like a year after we went on the trip because I turned 20. I turned 20 on 666.
Nice.
So
that explains a lot.
Well, that's my birthday. I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you. So she wrote me an email saying that she wrote me a Facebook message saying that she wanted to like repair a friendship and she was moving back or whatever. And I basically told her to go fuck herself. I'm like, you tried to fuck my boyfriend in an elevator. You threw yourself butt ass naked in an elevator to somebody else's man. Like, I draw the line. I don't know. I mean, I don't keep in touch with her. I Facebook stalked her throughout the years, like every now and then, and like she had a baby and stuff. So
as you should.
I guess she, you know, grew up or matured or whatever. But
you would hope.
One would hope. You know, we could do a minivan drive by, I guess, if you want. But
I'm all about minivan.
We'd have to minivan drive by to New York, so I'm pretty sure that's where she's living.
I am okay with
I'm
that.
Okay
no,
with
not
that.
New York City. It's nothing glamorous.
Doesn't it's matter. Like, it's still there.
It's like Westchester County, like upstate, like New York.
Listen, I'm all about going to Red Bank. So
that's Jersey.
We can go en route.
All right. Well, you just want to be on Secret Stash,
basically. Basically, I'm glad that you know me this much already.
I mean, it's okay. Yeah, but see, so, I don't hate you.
You don't hate me. Neri does. It's all good.
No, Neri hates me.
Oh, that's true. Neri hates you, and he doesn't understand why I hate him, so it's all good.
Exactly. There we go.
I knew that was coming. So, but wait, because...
Now you have questions?
I have questions. So, did you ever put two and two together? Like, when did you put two and two together about the necklace?
Oh, like right after. I'm like, that bitch has my necklace, like for sure.
Okay.
And David was always telling me, like, you should tell her something, you should tell her something, you should tell her something. And I was just like, no, because what if I'm wrong? Like, the thing is, I couldn't prove it, so.
Yeah. Which is the worst. Like, when you I hate, know something.
That's
but
the
you
thing
have
is
no
that, like, I never,
evidence.
I'm all about, like, confronting people and, like, making people feel like shit about things, but, like, only if I have 100% confirmation that they're wrong and yeah. that I can prove it. I won't do it because I don't want to, on the off chance that.
That I am wrong.
That I am wrong. I'm normally not, but on the off chance that I am, I don't want to.
I am never wrong.
I don't want to look like an asshole, so I don't do anything unless I have like 100% confirmation.
I agree. I agree with you.
You always have to have the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that's what that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You know, I totally get that though, because I totally had one of those that somebody stole money from me.
Oh,
that is the worst.
It was awful. It was my boyfriend at the time's roommate, and I was pretty sure because he was the only person in the room, and I had like $100 bill because we were going on a trip, and it was in my wallet, and then it wasn't, and he had no money because he didn't really have a job or anything. But then all of a sudden he bought his girlfriend this, like, and at the time, come, we're gonna age it back, a big stuffed animal Karopi doll.
I loved Karopi.
That was like,
so did 40, I.
Like, I knew that doll was like 40-50 bucks because everything Hello Kitty was super expensive.
But Karopi is like, that's like, I was in seventh grade when that was big.
That, yeah, I was in college. Shut up. We're talking 8-year difference here.
Wait, what was it that you said before that you said something that I was like, Chrissy, that was a really long time. Oh, that your high school still had shop when you were in high school.
Yes. I'm thank like, you.
I'm I old. Didn't realize you went to school in the 50s, but you know. You had shop at Braddock?
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, Braddock is like its own tiny town.
Well, that's
so
true. It has its own zip code.
Question. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. No, you're not, but that's okay.
The boyfriend that you were dating at the time, was that the boyfriend that bought you that thing, that projector to play video games on the roof, on the ceiling?
That I bought him?
Yeah.
No.
Who was that? That wasn't Jeff.
No.
I like that guy. That guy was super cool.
He was
cooler than your friend Jeff.
I like that guy.
He was what?
I've never met him. I just remember you buying that projector.
It was pretty cool. We played video games on the roof of his, in the ceiling of his room.
So you wouldn't have to get out of bed to play video games
at all.
That's awesome.
Didn't even have to. You didn't have to sit up to play video games.
That's like the ultimate lazy.
Yeah, it was amazing. No, this was another, this is one of my, like, my big time college boyfriend. But so here's the kicker. Like, I knew he had, obviously, and he had bought roses, and Oscar was like their anniversary. So I'm like, I know this guy doesn't have money. And I knew this one. She was like a friend of mine, like one of my best friends that was dating him. So I didn't want to like accuse him or tell her. Because
yeah, because that, like, how shitty would it be, like, if some girl's again, like, hey, I think your boyfriend stole money from me to buy you a gift.
Yeah. It was so bad. Luckily, over the years, his craziness came to, you know, just everybody found out about all his stuff. So I can say with like 75% that, yeah, he did it. But whatever. It is what it is.
So, yeah. Back to Kim and
yes.
her robbery, because that's where we've tangented into.
Yeah, but yeah, I think the basic thing is, like, it just really, really bothered me that it
does. It bothered
this...
me too. It bothered me too because, like, it doesn't matter if she's
no,
if she's
rich or
poor, like, she's
it,
still
it
she's somebody's
matter.
Daughter, she's somebody's mother,
yeah,
she's somebody's wife, and she's somebody's sister. Like, yeah. You have, like, she's still a human being.
And I think it was again. Yeah,
exactly. She's a human being, and nobody deserves to be treated that way. Like, that is just terrifying as shit. And mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. And, I don't care if you love her or hate her.
And
it's
she's
not cool.
And it's not even like she's not a fucking criminal. Like, she's not like murdering
exactly.
people in the streets. Like,
she earned her money.
She earned her money, and she has the right to.
Oh, I thought there was a
no.
I thought there was a child. She earns her money, however way they earn it, you don't have to agree with the way that they earn it, and that's fine, but they still earn it. They're not stealing it from anybody, you know.
They work hard for their money.
They do.
I'm sorry. Being in full hair and makeup 24/7, having people follow you and your children around, wearing high heels, I don't care who the fuck you are, it is not comfortable. Like, the clothes that they wear is not comfortable.
No, it's not.
They have to be
girls that, like, I don't like to go out in public looking like I come here looking like that because it's your house, because whatever, but I don't generally, I mean, you guys have seen me when I go out, like I don't like to go out if I don't look
like presentable,
put together, yeah, you know. And that's just because I'm a little bit old school, like my grandma that way. Like, my grandma is like the quintessential 50s housewife, and to this day that bitch still wakes up and does a full face of makeup and gets dressed, and like 9 times out of 10 doesn't leave the house. But, you know, that's just the way she is. And I'm a little bit like that in the sense of, like, I don't step out of my house, like, you know, looking like grow, like without looking put together. And I just, people might not agree with the way that you make money, that they make money, and you might think that it's stupid or superficial or silly that they make money for, like, taking pictures or whatever, but it's still, like, it's their bread and butter, it's what they do, and they work, like, they work for it, no matter what you want to say. Like, just because she's not sitting behind a desk, you know, at a 9-to-5 doesn't mean she's not working.
Exactly. So, and she works, I'm sorry, living on an airplane, and I'm sure, yeah, being in hotel rooms and in a different country every day, it is cool, it's glamorous. I mean, she's seen,
I feel,
things.
Like, it's the kind of thing that would be cool for like a month, and exactly. Then you'd be over. Well, it
I read an article, I forgot where, I'm pretty sure it was BuzzFeed, but this girl did full hair and makeup. She lived the Kim life for a week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, I think I remember
this. And by the end of the week,
she said it was exhausting.
She was fucking over it. So this has been her life for how many years now?
For like 10 years at this point.
Or probably more.
No, 10, because she was 26 when Keeping Up with the Kardashians started, and she's 35. So like 9 years.
Yeah, she came out when...
we were still in high school, I think. When she first started
coming
out.
Nick and Jessica broke up. That's when we first saw her.
Yeah, because...
Oh my God, that was heartbreaking.
Nick and Jessica broke up because...
She was one of the first people.
The first time she was ever, like, anybody knew who she was, was she went on a movie date with Nick Lachey. And she
was best friends with Paris Hilton.
She wasn't friends with Paris Hilton. She worked for Paris Hilton.
Whatever, but she was out with her.
She was out with her, and she was on an episode of The Simple Life.
Yeah. So that's, like, how she...
So she, like, took that to, like, springboard her career.
Yeah.
Well,
Ryan Seacrest found her. And he's like, I like this. You guys are...
I mean,
you
know. I love their family. I think the first, like, 2 seasons before they glamified themselves, when they were, like, still normal people.
Hysterical.
They were hysterical. I mean, I still find them hysterical.
I still find them funny. And sometimes, like, I won't watch them because my husband would, like, judges me.
What the fuck?
But
I don't give a fuck either. And it got to the point where, like, Dave would, every time I had something like vapid like that on, like that or Housewives or whatever, he would make a comment and be like, whatever. And I'm like, listen, you sit here and you watch all your nerd shit and I don't say a fucking word about it. So shut the fuck up and look at Courtney's boobs.
Well, even Nary, like, he will sit there and be like, I can't believe you're watching this shit. And, like, he'll walk back and forth and make comments. But then at the end of the day, he says, oh, I'm going to sit down just so I can make fun of this. And I'm like, you're sitting down because you're watching it. And I'm sorry, it is mindless entertainment, but you're still entertained.
That's how I got Dave to watch Pretty Little Liars. He was like, this is a stupid teen show. And then he started watching and he was like, wait a minute, this is actually kind of interesting.
Jeff, I was like, look at these girls. They're very pretty. And then he saw me.
Dave's all about Ashley Benson.
So is Jeff. Obsessed with Ashley Benson.
She's really pretty.
I'm all about Lucy Hale. I love my little Lucy. I love my little Aria.
She's the one that was on Dancing with the Stars, right?
No,
none of them.
That's Mona.
Yeah, Mona.
That's Janelle Parrish.
I forgot about that.
Janelle Parrish. Mona's pretty. I like her.
She is basically the best, like, crazy serial killer
mind. I think I
need
to start watching Pretty Little Liars, so I know what
you really
need to. I know it is.
Catch up before April.
I'm sure when I come, I need to finish Gossip Girl first, and then I'll go to Pretty Little Liars.
Like, I'll tell you, it is amazing.
Because I still haven't watched the last season of Gossip
If you
Girl.
Can, you have to have a really big suspension of disbelief.
Yes.
Because it's a little bit ridiculous.
Well, I told you, like, with Gilmore Girls,
I
know you hate Gilmore Girls, and I told you, like, I can suspend my disbelief for the fact that that's not a real mother-daughter relationship in that universe.
It's more ridiculous.
No, it's more ridiculous. I'm sure, but it's fine.
Like, there was
Gossip Girl's pretty ridiculous.
There was a season that literally, I think it was either 5B or 6B or 6A, that the entire season took place in about 2 weeks. But yet in that time frame, somebody went to the police academy and became a cop
in 2 weeks.
2 weeks,
mm-hmm. Of course.
But if you actually, like, because somebody
totally
did,
normal,
because the
and
best
people
thing,
die and come back to life, yeah, and get kidnapped.
No, and the best is,
I'm
that,
like, it seems like, I mean,
and these people were in high school, like, up till recently.
But this is the thing, is that I don't, this is what I tell Dave, and I'm like, listen, comic books are no better than fucking soap operas.
Of
people
course
have
not.
Twins.
They just
people
have
die and come
just
back
comic
to life
books, they have superpowers.
Later.
That's the only difference.
Well, like, girls are, like, and listen, women in super, in comic books are, like, ridiculous looking, because all of them, every single one of them, is stunning. And has
they all look like Jessica Rabbit.
Boobs, and, like, there is, in, like, what kind of real world, we were watching, this is, we were watching Luke Cage last night, which, by the way, I would totally ride that like a pony.
sounds about right.
I was following along and I was into it or whatever, and David was like, I don't understand, like, a lot of the, like, all these guys and their names, and I'm like, because you don't watch anything black. Like, you don't watch any black shows. You don't listen to hip hop. You don't listen to anything. And, like, I'm not saying that
I mean,
I'm,
Mr.
like,
Indiana Jones doesn't know hip hop.
I'm not saying that, like, I like immerse myself, and I'm not trying to, like, appropriate anything, but I watch Empire and I enjoy hip hop music, and I don't listen to it all the time, but I will. Okay. Like, you know, we'll listen to
I'm
it, like,
all about
often
BT.
And
I'm all,
I just,
Jeff knows
I know
this.
Christy's the gangsta bitch, man.
I went to Miami High.
Christy went to Miami High.
Hashtag Christy
went
to Miami.
She's got raisins in her mouth. You be careful.
Seriously.
So
she's,
like,
got Vaseline under her nails.
Enough, and I also don't like being an ignorant person, so I...
what did you, I know what that means. And
what did you say?
That she has Vaseline under her
I
nails.
I don't even know what that means.
So you can scratch people and, it, like...
I don't, yeah. And it, their DNA doesn't go under your fingernails?
No, it, like, in the Vaseline, like, makes it scar.
Wouldn't it make your nails slippier?
Yeah. And it makes the skin scar more.
Wouldn't...
But, it's to fuck people up. It's got to fuck people
I'm
up.
I'm so confused. But, okay, I'm
whatever.
Gonna let that go because I'm confused.
We need to go get in a fight and Chuck E. Cheese and I'll explain to you.
Apparently.
So I was asking Dave, like, all these questions about Luke Cage, and he's like, you know, I don't know. And I'm like, do you only know about him because of you see him appear in Daredevil comics?
Yeah.
And he's like,
his
yeah,
defender.
I think I should start reading more of his story. And I'm like following along and I'm interested and I know what's happening and I know who every single person is. And he's like, I don't know. There's a guy named Shireem and there's a guy named this and then there's a guy named that. And they
Can
all
we talk
like
about how people are mad that Luke Cage, they're saying it's racist against white people because everyone in the show is either black or
there's
Hispanic.
A couple of
oh my
white
God. Do you know how annoyed? Okay.
Like
I'm going to take this
people.
One. I'm going to take
Christy,
that.
Take it away.
I'm
going
to totally take this one because
I think
this is
Jeff
the
posted
same,
it.
Oh yeah. Because this is the same outrage that came out on the interwebs when they did the live version of The Wiz and everybody was saying how racist it was because
people
it was an all
so
black
dumb.
cast.
Sweetheart.
I'm like, do you not know what the fuck The Wiz is?
It's called The Wiz. It's not
it's
called
not
The
Wizard
Wizard
of Oz.
Oz. It's I'm the like, Wiz.
It
it's
was
a completely
Michael Jackson
it is
and
a
Diana Ross show.
It's a Black Wizard of Oz.
Yes!
Like, that was the point.
It's a different
like,
show.
It's not even the same songs, you moron.
I can't handle these people. People, I can't handle you. Like, I just
had
can't.
Enough wine that it, I'm just like,
I just can't. Like,
dumb.
But no, that statement gave me the same
yeah.
just migraine that when I heard people were like, oh, what a racist that the cast of The Wiz is all black. I go, did you guys not ever know what the fuck The Wiz was?
Clearly not.
I'm like, can we, no, I just can't deal with you. I just can't. I just can't. It's the same people that
are voting for Trump.
Well. Braggadocious, baby.
I can never. I'm so. I am always ahead of the trends, first of all.
If you have listened to Mamas and Merlot.
The episode one
episode
of Mamas
one.
And Merlot, I use that word and Trump could suck a dick.
Because he famously.
I saw that video and then I had that song stuck in my head all damn day.
Listen,
Donald Trump used braggadocious during the debate. And the first thing I did was I sent.
She texted me. She was like, I can never use this word again.
Cause never, ever.
Fucking psycho.
Braggadocious. I was like, did he just say that? But yeah, these are the same people that I just can't handle it. It like, because, and when you told me Luke Cage is hot, I go, yeah, did you not watch Jessica Jones?
No, I did. And I loved him on Jessica Jones. And like, he can break my bed all day. I don't care. But
well, that's all they do. Like, apparently, like that's their thing. Like,
I know
her,
they just bone.
And Jessica Jones was just boning. And apparently in the comics, she has like his kid or something. Yeah, like that. But I've think that they're not going to go there yet because they're going to be giving him his own world.
I've heard Jessica's not going to be on this season.
They're giving him his own world and they're doing his own thing.
Good, as they should. They should set him up first.
Because now they're going to do, because it's going to be the Defenders. It'll be Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and now when Punisher comes out.
See, this is where Christine knows everything.
And Iron Fist. Ooh, good you.
I mean, he's Loras from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well.
But, I mean, listen, he's there's pretty. Only so much nerd things that you can tune out. I mean, I've been with David for 13 years. I'm pretty
something
well-versed.
Has to
I'm pretty well-versed
stick.
At this yeah. point. Like, I, you know, I'm going to Hollywood Studios just to buy Lincoln and Indiana Jones hat this weekend. Like,
God bless you.
I mean,
God bless you.
Whatever. We're staying at a nice hotel, and he's letting me buy all the Alex and Annie bracelets I want, so I'm okay.
I'm obsessed.
I think I may venture into that when I go to Disney.
You need to.
So I.
Well, the only Alex and Annie bracelets I have are the Disney ones because I'm not getting into another bracelet obsession. Like, I've had enough with Pandora.
So I never got into Pandora because I thought that it was I'm not like a trendy person in the sense that like I have to have something that everybody else has. Like, I like to be a little bit different and against the grain, so I never got into the Pandora thing. And I liked the idea behind it of like personalizing
it's like a modern charm bracelet,
right? And I liked the idea behind it, but I was just like, it felt so impersonal at that point because it was like so many, like I literally walked in one.
Well,
of the,
yeah, I went like I almost walk, 2 years where every gift I got was a Pandora
well,
charm.
That and like I would walk into the mall like before Mother's Day or before Christmas.
Oh my God, it's
whatever,
ridiculous.
And the stores
the
were
line.
The lines in the stores. And I'm like, see, this
oh
is
my
so
God.
Impersonal. Like you're just, every, you're, it's.
It was just a really easy gift
mass
to give.
Produce individualism and I'm not about that life. So, but the Alex.
Said the girl wearing the Yankees cap.
I like the Yankees. I happen to really like the Yankees, so you can suck a dick. Thanks.
No, thanks.
It's okay. I'm not into that either.
No, thanks.
We've talked about this.
But yeah, no, I was into the Pandora, like, and Jeff used to give me one plus some other stuff for every birthday or anniversary. But, like, of course, because my husband is my husband.
I mean, it made it easy for men to shop.
It really, yeah, but, like, I never got the, and I'm not a stickler. Like, I have a friend who is, like, if it wasn't Pandora charm, she didn't want it on her bracelet. I'm
well,
not a stickler
I didn't
for
want
that.
It on my bracelet because I didn't want to, like, fuck up the warranty of
oh
the
I would
bracelet.
Just take them off if I ever went in, but Jeff
I would forget because yeah. I forget everything.
Oh no. But no, Jeff would find me random ones. Like I had a Firefly, like I had the actual Serenity ship, I have a TARDIS, I had a Darth Vader, I have a BB-8, like I had the random like geeky one.
Well, I like the Alex and Annie because A, they're bangles and you can like stack them up.
You can
and I've
stack
always
them.
Loved bangles since I was a little girl. My grandmother yeah, always had what, like my dead grandmother, the one that I was her favorite, the only person I was ever a favorite of. She had like stacks of like gold bangles and I was always obsessed. Both my grandmas actually had stacks of bangles and I was always obsessed with them. So
I love how they jingle.
Yeah, I like jewelry that makes
I was
noise.
A fan of that. Like I remember I used to wear a lot of bangles and stuff like that.
In the
like,
90s the bangles were huge.
Oh, bangles
were
huge.
Like, so I kept seeing them and I keep seeing them and I'm like,
listen, I have
like I kinda
she
want.
Has you need
I think to
well,
do.
I got my first one from a client actually. I spent a particular amount of time on this one wedding not that long ago, and like a week after the wedding while they were on their honeymoon I got I came home and Dave was like, did you order something from the Disney store? And I was like, no. And I was like, well, I know sometimes like Disney every once in a while, because we've been past soldiers for years, would just send you random shit. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, maybe it's just like a water bottle or something they decided to send you. Because it was a box. It was like a big box. And I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah, I ordered two Alex and Annie bracelets. And the box, like,
is huge.
So
I opened the box and it was a bracelet. And I saw like the note from the client. And it was like really sweet. And they gave me, the client just know, like, we're also like friends. So. They know that my favorite Disney princess is Aurora, so they sent me an Aurora Alex and Annie bracelet, and it was really sweet. And then I started looking online, and they're about as much as a Pandora charm, but it's an actual bracelet.
Which yeah, you
I
get like. A whole yeah. bracelet.
Like, I'm not getting like a little tiny piece of metal. I'm getting like a whole bracelet. So, and then they have a bunch of Disney ones, and I like the other ones. Like, I want to get the Gemini, and I want to get the S, and, you know, so.
I have a V that I got, which the Disney one.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So since I'm going this weekend, I'm going this weekend, and I'm gonna go to the little jewelry store that they have.
Yeah, like I saw them last trip. I want
a, like a gold one, a yellow gold one.
Yeah, like the last trip that we went to Disney, I saw them, and I was like, I think I want this, but I wasn't like, eh. I was like, I don't wear that.
Well,
much
now
jewelry.
That I have one, I'm like, well, I can't just have one.
Yeah, that's how it started. That's I'm like, pointless. I had one, and then I'm like, I need two, and now I have like seven. Because I had bought and I bought one for Sophie.
Well, they were
Sophie.
Having a sale recently that was $3 for $99. And I was, and David was like, oh, just get it. And I'm like, no.
I
want to get the Disney ones.
I like getting them at Disney.
I like getting them at Disney. Yeah.
There's I only about, bought
like,
a few. I bought
I'm not
two.
A big online shopper. Like, well, I've recently started getting stuff on Amazon, but like stuff that we need regularly.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I still
Which
like,
I love that Amazon now is
Amazon
the
subscriptions.
Fucking
yes.
shit.
Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon and me are. We're
No, but like Amazon Now, like when you order it.
Oh, no, no. Amazon Now, it just makes me lazy and it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but did you notice that now they just announced that Amazon Prime members, you get free books, free ebooks?
No.
Really? All the time? Yep. Every ebook?
A lot of them. It's part of your subscription now. Of the new, like, that they've added. So, yeah, check it out. If you're an Amazon Prime member.
By the way, speaking of books, I recently discovered Colleen Hoover.
You like to read. Have you read Girl on the Train? I'm thinking about
no,
it.
Not yet. But I recently discovered Colleen Hoover, and I am obsessed. I want to read all the damn Coho. Mm-hmm. I want every single book she's written.
And what are they?
They're like romance novels. Okay. Not like, but not like sex books.
Oh, they're oh.
They're like romantic.
I'm uninterested.
No.
I'm a historical romance freak.
Have
like,
you read?
I love.
Have you read Outlander?
Yeah.
You've read them.
I read the first one.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't like. Well, okay, I'm gonna lie. I'm gonna like.
I got to episode
lie.
Four.
I read like half of it because it's such a big book. But
maybe I'll get it for the.
You know who actually so first told me about Outlander was my cousin, who's like a little bit conservative, and then I started like getting like
oh, no,
I started watching like, it, and I was like very surprised that she's like not like she's not like prudy or anything. She's just like a little bit more reserved, and I was just very like surprised. And I'm like, you have a little bit of a Dura side.
Like my favorite author is Julia Quinn, and she's like straight up like historical romances, like the ones that like people aren't supposed to even like hold hands or kiss. Like it's that type of time
see, but
frame.
I don't like mushy shit.
And oh yeah, see, I am.
Oh well, then you, I don't think you
I
would
like
Colleen
mushy
Hoover.
Shit. I'm like. I loved 50 Shades of Grey because it wasn't mushy. I mean,
you'll love. You know what you'll love? There's these
I like,
two.
I'm not
there's
afraid
these two
to
series.
Admit that. Like, like the vicar has been gone for hours. Kind of like I'm all about a porn book.
Do you
like,
even know what a vicar is?
you Sandra Day,
Joey
Goley.
Where did you learn that word?
you
have porn.
I'm all about a porn book. I'm
okay with that. But you should definitely check out. There's these two books, a series. One is The Brotherhood of the Dagger.
Okay, I've heard of them.
And just beautiful men describe, like, if you have a good imagination, these are
I do.
Gorgeous, gorgeous men.
Okay.
And like every book is a different brother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome book.
Well, if you were
what was
into
it?
One that's...
It's called, like, the series is The Brotherhood of the Dagger.
The Brotherhood of the Dagger.
So one that I was kind of like that, where each book is, it's a series, but each book is based on a different character in the series. It's another, and if you liked 50 Shades of Grey, it's not as, like, intense as 50 Shades of Grey.
Is this the what's it called?
What?
The one you're talking about.
It's called it's the Beautiful Bastard series.
No,
that one's really good, and it's also a Twilight fan fiction. But you know, whatever. It's a real book now. And
was it Beautiful what?
Beautiful Bastard.
Beautiful Bastard. So I'm reading everything.
It's really they're not as intense in as far as like. Tumultuous as 50 Shades of Grey.
I like Harry Potter.
Oh, I love Harry Potter. Well,
you need to. There's another one that's called the Fever series.
Okay, write that down.
Fever. It's like 4 books right now. They're a little bit as like you have to be okay with like a little sci-fi. Like, but it's just because
how sci-fi.
Like she lives in the world of that she just is discovering. Like,
are those the? Those aren't like the. The
fairies and shit like that, but
oh, that's fine.
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
like
yeah.
The princess ones?
I mean, like I watched Game of Thrones.
No, Cinder.
Have you read those?
No, I've read the first one. I read Cinder.
Did you like it?
No, it wasn't bad. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't bad. The cover's intriguing. It didn't. I love the cover.
Do you judge a book by its cover?
I'm not judging a book by its cover. I'm saying the cover is intriguing. That's all. I didn't say the book. Right. I said the cover.
You are making a judgment.
I'm making a judgment on the cover, not the book.
The Fever series is really good. Like, it starts off basically this girl. She finds out her sister's.
I mean,
killed.
Look, I fought tooth and nail against Game of Thrones because I thought it was too sci-fi fantasy or too nerd, and then I was like, no.
Go to the Fever series.
I have yet to meet one person who is like finally giving into Game of Thrones and been like, meh, I can take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Everybody that I know that has seen it is obsessed.
Yeah.
See, my thing with Game of Thrones is I read the books.
I want to read the books.
So
I don't have time for that shit.
I read them ages ago. So watching the series, I'm like, well, I liked what they did, but then I was like, I just don't have the time to commit to this. And I didn't want to pay for HBO, so
you can have my HBO account if you
ooh,
want.
I might. But yeah, no, the Fever series, like she finds out her sister's killed, so she goes to London.
Sorry, this last season of Game of Thrones, we signed up for HBO Go because you get the first month free. So we like binged the season in a week and then canceled the app.
That's what I was gonna do with Stars with Outlander, but it didn't happen. So now I'm paying $9 a month for Stars. but
yeah, you have to check out the Fever series. Like, it's a little sci-fi. It's like
no. Plus, Stars is the one that has the partnership with Disney, so like all the newer Disney movies.
Yeah, they do come out there first.
We saw Zootopia last night.
I heard
Link was completely uninterested.
Of course,
yeah. Nathan doesn't.
Link didn't care for it.
Oliver is.
Nathan sees it and he's like, eh.
But I feel like it's one of those things. There's been a couple of Disney movies where we've put them on and Link doesn't care, and then as we keep putting them on, he likes them.
Yeah.
So maybe it's one of those. I rather enjoyed it. I actually didn't have very high expectations.
I feel like
it looked a little dumb to me when
they handled a very serious topic.
Yes, that's what I like
so well.
Yeah.
Like the topic of
like feminism,
but not even so much
workplace,
feminism,
like inequality in the workplace.
For me, it was more. Like the racism subject. Like how all the prey turned against the predators. Mm-hmm. Like the way it was handled, I was watching it and I'm like, there's some real world implications here. Well, like this is what's happening.
That and the women in the workplace, because they don't take her seriously.
Again, I didn't really go into much, like my mind didn't go there, but I completely agree with you. They handled everything wonderfully. Like if you think about
go Disney.
The time that we're living in now and like what's going on in our society now with like the racism and the cops and all that messed up garbage that's going on, to explain it to children, they did a wonderful job. They did
it was good.
Such
it was
a great job.
There was a line in it that I was like, I think it's when the chief is sitting to Judy and he was like, this is not a fantasy world where you get to dress up like a princess and you sing a song and you live happily ever after. So let it go. And I died.
Did you notice the weasel?
Yes.
His name is Duke Weaselton.
Yes.
He's voiced by the same guy.
Oh, is it voiced by the same Weaselton? Guy? I was like, you didn't get that. I was listening to, I looked over and I didn't get that.
It took me like 2 or 3 times watching the movie where I
noticed
like,
it.
And wait a minute.
Oh, that's funny. And he's like, what the hell are you talking
Nary
about?
Nary heard, I forgot what podcast like, he heard it on.
His name is Duke Weaselton.
Yeah, his name is
Duke. And it's a reference.
And then she even calls him. She's like, listen, Weaselton. And he goes, it's Weaselton.
Yeah.
But the guy that voices the weasel is the same guy that voices the Duke.
Oh, it's the guy from Firefly.
I was about to say, you know who that guy is.
So,
unfortunately.
Alan Tudyk.
Whatever.
But I think it's a great movie. I think given our current situation in the real world, it's a great way to explain it to kids. Like what's going on is not fair. And it's, I loved it.
There's a lot of like big, like topical stuff coming out. Like, Nathan loves, loves, loves Angry Birds. But the...
I haven't seen it
yet. And no, but not the movie. The Netflix little episodic series that it's, like, more cartoony. Like, it's the Angry Birds of the app. Mm-hmm. Like, it's those round little birds. It's and the little pigs and stuff like that. The movie, they went a little bit more, I guess, I don't know, more realistic or I don't know what, but it was more...
Yeah, they look more like little birds.
Like more birds, which lost him because he was like, this is not what I'm used to. But I was watching it with him and it's, you know, there's a society and they're just trusting these outsiders to come in and they just completely manipulate them.
The and pigs manipulate the birds.
Yeah, the pigs manipulate the birds and they trick them into, you know, getting what they want. And it's like you sit there and you're thinking, this is society right now.
Netflix has some great series for kids.
Netflix has a King Julian series that is awesome. Gold.
Oh I love God, the intro. I like every time we watch it, I like dance along with the intro. Just the song is amazing.
King Julian is the best part of Madagascar.
He is.
And
the penguins. King Julian and the penguins.
Listen, if I could get Jeff a series or just a loop of the freaking cat from Puss in Boots that just sits in the corner and goes,
ooh. Oh my God, Neri loves him too.
That's all Jeff would watch all day long, all like over and over and over again.
When we first saw that,
the
cat that goes,
no, I'm not.
Me and Neri,
that's just my face. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Link did something
hashtag
today.
Hashtag that's just my face.
And my mom was like, oh, he's giving me that. Oh, my mom was like, he's giving me that face. And Dave and I at the same time were like, no, that's just his face. That's just the way he looks.
That's just the way he looks, guys. But yeah, Neri loves that cat. Like when we first saw that, when we saw the Puss in Boots
movie. That's all he wanted. He was like, rewind it over and over again. I don't know which one we're talking about.
I haven't seen Puss in Boots.
Well, I mean, they showed it in the commercial.
I gave up on Shrek after. He just like covers his mouth.
And, no, but it's from the Puss in Boots movie, not from Shrek.
Yeah, it's just a side character.
I didn't see that.
He does, his only line is, oh. And we saw that and we were dying. Like, still to this day.
Dies whenever it comes on.
Neri will see something like scandalous on TV and we'll look at each other and we both go, oh. Because it is. We need to find it.
Looking.
Because it's so funny, and I'm pretty sure we've built it up enough now that when you watch it, you're gonna be like, yeah, whatever. But it,
you know, so me so well.
Funny. Well, I can see it in your face. It's just my face. I know it is, but I needed to say it because it was just perfect.
That is one of our main hashtags.
That is like the main hashtag. That's just Stephanie's face. Hold the mic.
It doesn't help when there's no volume.
Oh, that's with the audio. Obvi.
Puss, you got any idea what they do to eggs in San Ricardo prison? I'll tell you this, my friend. It ain't over easy.
The ain't over easy joke was funny, though. Right.
But that's all it is. Oh. Jeff loves that freaking cat. Like, ridiculously loves that cat.
Okay, well, take your word for it. Where we at?
We're about there.
Okay, cool. Well, when Vanessa gets back from peeing, I guess we'll wrap up.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about two quick things, if we can. Did you see that there was a mother this week that was charged for holding her baby?
Oh, the $39.99.
She got charged $39.95 for skin-to-skin contact after a C-section. That is the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
I saw that. No, and like I had a friend of mine that I didn't even really dig.
I have to go back and look at my hospital bill because I did skin to skin. Like I don't.
You had a vaginal birth.
You had a vaginal birth. It's apparently something that it has to do
the only C-section with a C-section.
It has to do with a C-section.
It has to do with a C-section because both with both.
I mean,
of
I pulled him out. I like Kourtney Kardashian pulled him out. So I only had the option of like.
No, but it has to do. Apparently, it's something to do when you have a C-section
because you're having major abdominal surgery. They're like moving you around. One of the weirdest sensations. I mean, I remember.
Do you feel your guts moving around?
You feel them like pushing and pulling and like putting pressure. It feels like they're kneading bread on your stomach because like they're stitching you up. It is so weird. And
you know
I remember
what's also
thinking.
Weird? Feeling like you're taking a giant crap.
Well, yeah. And then a baby's coming out. Totally weird.
And everybody and their mother is up in your vagina. And
well, I had the same thought. Like, I remember, especially with Sophie, it wasn't so much with Oliver because I was kind of...
I at one point had... I'm going to demonstrate. I mean, you guys can't see it, but...
Well, we can snap it.
You could. I literally had...
I did it again.
Okay. You talked into your wine glass.
I did it again. I was... If you did not hear me...
At one point, I was like this, laying down, and I had one leg.
This is
amazing.
This is quite a few people.
I have pants on. And
they don't know.
They had like the hospital like rolly table, and they had it like pulled all the way up, and I had my other leg up here, and I was laying flat
because how is that
they were trying to get like to get me to finish dilating because I was at like 9 something and they wanted me to finish like whatever, so she kept like turning me on my side, apparently that like opens
back
your
and
cervix.
Forth
I opened your cervix more, so I was like that, and at that point is when my sisters-in-law knock on the door, they're like, oh, we wanted to come in, and David and I both yelled like no, yeah! Right now!
Like knocked up.
Yeah, exactly. So because you would have walked into me like X spread eagle, like baby crowding.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's not a pretty picture. Well, I remember thinking, talked you off. We're done. We just finished pouring the second
bottle.
Which
I'm telling you, I am a fan. Thank you, Janet.
I am a big fan. It's very smooth, and I don't feel like tipsy, but I don't feel like crazy drunk.
No, that's all I get.
Good job, Janet. Good choice. Thank you for sharing. But yeah, I had 2 C-sections. With Sophie, I dilated 10 centimeters, but she was sunny side up and her head was tilted and she just was not coming down. So I did have people all up in my vagina trying to push her out and she didn't want to come out. So I had a C-section with her. And I remember thinking, like when I had like the blue drape where I can't see like past my boobs because I'm covered, I'm like, I just have nothing from the boobs down. Like, everything's just exposed. And I'm laying here on this table. And, like, I don't know about you guys, but I completely lost so much shame after having a baby.
Well, I thought I had shit myself. And I at that point, I was like, I kept some composure because I didn't. But I was like, oh, my God. Like, I thought it because I thought I felt it coming, and I was because like they give you when they get the epidural for a vaginal, they always recommend that if you're gonna get it to do it earlier because you do need it to wear off a little bit,
yeah,
so that you can have enough sensation where you can push your muscles, like
I had the perfect timing,
yeah,
that.
So did I.
Great.
So mine was already, in fact, I had the reason that I found out I had dilated so quickly is because I had already felt it starting to wear off, and I was like, oh, can I get like another, because they gave me like a drip and they said if you can do it, but if you're going to just let us check you first so we can see where you're at. And when I was like, oh, we wanted to pull the drip, can you, you know, just make sure that I'm still good. And at that point I had been at 4, like an hour earlier, so I thought it was maybe 6, like tops. And she was like, no, you're 8 and a half, almost 9. And I had a panic attack. I was like, what? I'm not ready for this. I had a panic attack like right before I gave birth. It was really scary.
Well, the doctor came in. I mean, I had to be induced because Sophie was super comfy at 41 weeks. Didn't want to come out.
Very inviting.
I do. My womb is super comfortable. I invite all of you to test it.
Your children do not like to come out of
it. They do not want to come out. They have to be forcibly evacuated. But the doctor came in and was like, listen, we just need to talk about the possibility of a C-section. From that moment until about 2 hours after Sophie was born, I did not stop crying. Like, I could not.
I swear to God, if I have another baby and they tell me that I need a C-section, like, I will, like, go in there myself and rip him out because, like, that's, I'm not, I can't do it.
After having two, I wanted a C-section so bad.
I was like, I don't want a vaginal birth. It's going to tear me up. It's going to be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway, and my husband is never going to want to have sex with me ever again.
Listen, your tripod husband will be fine.
Well, I had my doctor put in an extra stitch.
Go back to episode 1.
I had my husband put in an extra stitch. My husband, my doctor, sorry.
I was like, David is very talented.
No. I looked at him, and I the two questions I asked him as I was giving birth was, one, can I pull him out? And the other was like, can you give me like an extra stitch or two? And to which he responded chuckling. He's like, winked at me. He's like, I got you.
But I thought that was a myth. I thought that they couldn't do that.
No. Well, he did something because supposedly this shit's better than it was before. And that's not the way it's supposed to be, I've heard. So whatever. But
Mazel tov.
Thank you. but yeah, that...
So wait, Vanessa, explain to us what...
So what does the skin-to-skin thing
part
have to do
of
with
the, Part of the medication with the C-section is I was shaking. like it felt like I was cold, but I was shaking. Like the medication,
because of the epidural.
Because the epidural, okay, part of the medic, like part of the epidural, it just, and it happens to the majority of people who have C-sections. The medic just makes you shake. You feel cold. You're shaking. Again, you're having major abdominal surgery. Yeah. There needs to be an extra nurse there to watch you and watch the baby. Make sure you don't drop the baby. You know, like, because you're on a table and it's a narrow table. It's not a bed. It's not a twin size bed. It's a narrow ass table. So you don't have a lot of wiggle room. And yeah, I think they just labeled the charge incorrectly. It shouldn't have been for skin-to-skin contact. It should have been for the extra person in the operating room.
But wasn't it for the dad?
No, it was for the mom.
It was for the mom.
It was for skin-to-skin with the mom. I mean, I...
for the C-section, and it's like $3,500 or something like that, and then right
under... Well, that bill...
Which, by the way, that bill was cheap.
That is a low bill. I thought $3,500 for a C-section was
because my epidural...
Maybe that was like a co-payment bill, maybe. I don't know.
No. My epidural alone for Sophie was $10,000.
Yeah.
Just for the epidural. Not the hospital stay, not the Tylenol I needed 3 days later. Just the epidural was $10,000.
Yeah, I looked at the bill itself and I was like, this is a cheap bill.
Yeah, I looked at it and then I looked at the total and I'm like, is that like just part of the charge? Because that is only a fourth of what my insurance had to pay for Sophie. Mm-hmm. Or at least what the hospital tried to bill for Sophie.
No. Well, anyway.
So I didn't even look at the one for Oliver.
I didn't because I was on Medicaid at the time because the job that I had, I was still working a corporate job at when I had Lincoln, and they didn't offer me insurance. So when I got pregnant, I was like, I don't have insurance. I'm going to get Medicaid. And I got Medicaid and everything was free. So I didn't care to look at the bill.
Well, yeah, I think I only had like a $500 copay for Sophie.
Yeah.
So.
No, I paid a lot of money to have my child. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
My condolences.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. No, and my hospital bills this last year with everything, I've noticed that I always say it to everybody. Nathan had an issue and we had to have like some ER services, and we spent 4 hours in an emergency room in one hospital, and then he was transported to another hospital and we spent 4 days in that hospital in an ICU. The charge for the 4 hours in the emergency room was $20,000. The
insane.
4 days was $29,000.
It's insane.
The fact that
was the four hours at Kendall Regional Hospital.
Boom.
Because they apparently tend to charge highest. You like 10 times more than what like Baptist or whoever would charge you.
Yeah, I was in shock.
Yeah, they're super expensive. I was in shock.
Luckily, we are done. We have hit every out of pocket. We are done. I pay nothing for Nathan right now.
Yeah.
For this year, anything.
Nathan, get sick as many times as you want between now and December.
No, God help you. No, no, knock on wood. No more.
Well, I mean, so that you don't have to pay a copay.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
get sick, Nathan. Please stay
every
healthy.
Every like test, every, you know.
Yeah, whatever test you need, let's do them now before December.
It's crazy. I'm like, yay.
Well, that's why it's like such a hassle. Like when Sophie broke her leg and she had screws put in and they needed to come out, they were supposed to come out in December of last year, and it was such a hassle dealing with the hospital, and it's because people were trying to
everybody's
trying to squeeze everything into December because they've already met their deductible and they don't want to pay any more out of pocket.
Let me tell you, no, in the next couple, like, that's why with Nathan's ear tubes I was like, let's do it now.
Yeah.
Now everything now.
Well, thank God my kids have Medicaid, so
yeah.
Right. Last thing that I had was I read this story that I was like appalled by, but I wasn't that super surprised because I know people with similar experiences, not to this degree, but I read a story about a mother who was with her 3-year-old, and the kid like starts having, it's like getting close to nap time. She's at Sears. No, I'm lying. She's at Woolworths, which, by the way, I didn't even think
that's
still
open?
Existed, right? I didn't think that still existed, but apparently it does in some places in this country. She was at Woolworths and it was close to nap time. So the baby was getting, not baby, toddler was getting cranky, whatever. So after trying to soothe him and trying to calm him down, he still doesn't calm down. So she gives him a spacifier. which, you know, three is tends to be a controversial age for still giving a pacifier, but like, to each his own. If it works for your kid, it works, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. But this mom was had the kid in a shopping cart, was driving, not driving, pushing the cart to her car to put the kid in the car. And apparently some older lady walks up to them and tells her that her kid is too old for a pacifier and takes the pacifier out of the kid's mouth. Takes a pacifier out of a kid's mouth and proceeds to tell the mother how terrible of a mother she is.
I would slap her in the face
because she still gives her older child a pacifier.
If I do not know you, listen, at this point, I have enough people that are trying to tell me what to do with my kid. If I don't know you, your input is not needed. It is not welcome. And Jesus Christ, don't you dare touch my child.
I think Jesus Christ.
I had an old lady one time for trying to touch Sophie. We were at Publix.
You told me about this.
Yeah. And Sophie was in the cart. She was like 6-7 months old. And at that age, like, she couldn't keep shoes on. Like, I would put shoes on and she would kick them off. Socks, same thing. So she was pretty much always barefoot at that age. And I remember we were in Publix and I'm like pushing the cart. Sophie's sitting in the seat. And this hand.
For those of you that don't have Publix, Publix is a grocery store.
It's a grocery store.
It's like
store.
The
Sorry.
Best grocery
it
store.
It is
best
the best grocery store.
If you move out of somewhere that doesn't have Publix, you like know
you
how,
miss it.
You miss how like, amazing your life was.
Yeah. Like, so Sophie's sitting in the shopping cart. We're in the grocery store. And this hand, and the best way to describe it is like the Wicked Witch from Snow White.
Like old lady.
Like old lady, like wrinkly, bony hand coming like
arthritis.
From. Yeah, like. Coming from behind me to grab Sophie's foot. And I mean, she said something nice, but I turned around and I screamed in her face and I was like, "Don't touch her!" And I kept walking. I'm like,
you don't touch other people's kids.
You don't know me. You don't know my kid.
First of all, it's Florida. I could take a gun and shoot you.
Exactly. But not even that, dude. I mean, we have a mutual friend.
I was going to tell this
that
story.
At a restaurant, a waitress like stuck her finger in her baby's mouth to see if the kid had teeth. Stuck her finger in the kid's mouth and... He was what?
He was like not even
he
a year
He wasn't
old.
Even a year.
People have like a serious boundaries issue.
Yes.
I don't know. For some reason, from when you're pregnant to when your kid's about 3 years old,
people swear.
Think that. And I was talking to my mom group at school about this. We were like sharing stories this week about this, about how people lose all respect and all kinds of like boundary limits on pregnant women and women with young kids because they feel like they can tell them whatever they want and they can like give them all this like unsolicited advice.
Oh my God. I remember when I was pregnant with Sophie, I was like one of the first people in my little group of friends that had a kid.
Yeah,
like
I
had
really
very
excited.
Few friends that have kids that are older than mine that I'm really close to because I do know a lot of people with kids older than mine, but that I'm really close to.
You were my first friend to have a baby. So.
Yeah. I was a lot of people's first friends to have a baby. I remember Patty's husband, Patty, a former guest of this podcast, her husband would stare at me and he was like.
I remember when you told me.
But he would like long pause, look at me like.
I remember when you told me you were pregnant. I was like, no.
There's a baby. And he would just stare at me because he was so dumbfounded and amazed that I was pregnant because was like, he had never been around
Vanessa's
it
having
before.
A baby and I was like but we're like 14 like why are you having a baby
so like
because in my head we were still like kids so, and I'm like you're gonna get in so much trouble
dude I was so scared to tell my parents that I
and
was
you were
pregnant
25
and I was like, 25 I had been living with he was my boyfriend when I got pregnant.
Who cares?
Whatever.
So
it's 2000.
I watched so much 16 and pregnant that I was like, my parents are gonna be so mad at me because I haven't finished college yet and I'm pregnant and I have a entry level job and I was freaking out. Like I was terrified, like scared shitless of telling my parents that we were gonna have a baby. But anyway, so I was like the first one of my closest friends to have a baby. And I remember like, why are people telling me all these fucking horror stories? Like people had no problem being like, well, my friend was pregnant and lost the kid at 37 weeks. And my friend had this and my friend had... And I'm like, why? I'm already scared.
People will tell
why
you
are
things?
You trying to scare me even more?
No, are people trying to tell you things that they think in some ways like a
it's
weird
helpful.
Like helpful or like a compliment, and it's not. I was sitting, I was probably, it was right before I had, like, it was probably 36 or 37 weeks, so like I'm like big at that point, like 30
big at that point. Big is an understatement. If you feel like a
and
house at that
on
point.
Top of that, like I've never been like a skinny girl, like I'm curvier, I have like hips, I have boobs, like I've always been like.
Stephanie has boobs, did you know?
No,
I didn't know.
Fuck you. I've never been
your
like one of these.
Have been winking at me all night.
I've never been like a stick skinny girl. Like,
I think you are. It's going to be really amusing when it happens.
It really is. I'm not going to stop it.
Nope.
So I I gained a lot of weight while I was pregnant because I was one of these girls, like, which a lot of girls do on their first pregnancy. Like, I'm eating for two and I can eat whatever I want without any consequences. Bullshit. But so I gained like a good amount of weight with Lincoln, and I was sitting at the nail salon. I was sitting in the pedicure chair, like one of those like massage chairs. And the lady sitting next to me leans over to me and she's like, oh my God, are you having twins?
Bitch.
I heard my fuck entire her. Pregnancy.
And I was like, no, it's just one. And then she goes, are you sure you're just having one? And I looked her straight in the face because, again, now in my old and wise age, I don't fucking care anymore.
The old and wise age of 30.
I was 28 at the time. I was like, my old and ripe age of 28. I looked back at her without a fucking care in the world. I'm like, nope, I'm just fat.
Oh, I've said that to people before.
I had at least three people in my job tell
me. Let's not talk about the people at the job.
I was. And how was I sure that I didn't have twins? Because they all knew people.
Do you want to crawl in my vagina and like look?
Well, no.
You're
and about
how they
can shine
more than welcome
a
to give me a cervical examination, and you can check
they
for
had
yourself.
Friends who or family members who didn't know, and then when they went into labor, two kids popped out.
Well, then before I guess I'll cross that bridge when I get there, you dumb piece of shit.
I was like, and like, look, I'm one of these people, like, I totally get it, and I totally believe in it does take a village. But when I say that it takes a village, I mean it takes
like
a village
that
for my kid doesn't
my
run
village.
Out into the middle of the street.
You're right.
Like, it takes a village to make sure that, like, you know, if we're someplace and we see somebody grabbing a kid and the kid is like, you're not my mom, like, screaming, it takes all of us to be like,
something's wrong here.
You know, like, that's what I mean. Like, it takes a village, and, like, we can't stay quiet if we think that a child's being abducted, if we think that something's going wrong. If you think a kid is about to be hit by a car and you can stop the kid,
right,
run out. Don't be like, as you see the mom running behind the kid, because kids get loose.
Yeah.
I've had people play, like, referee or play goalie for me.
Yeah, play goalie. Like, it is your job to be goalie if you see a kid running your direction.
Stuck his hand in a Scentsy warmer today.
Nice.
Full of hot fucking wax.
Nice.
Which I've told him 1,000 times that he can't touch it.
No.
And of course he touches it, so he gets wax covers his hand. And
like
he,
paraffin.
Like paraffin. But he's like his
because
father.
You know a 2-year-old needs a paraffin.
So David has this thing where like he doesn't like the way like cream feels like hand lotion or anything like that, and anytime I put any of that on, he like flips out. So it's like a sensory thing, and I guess Lincoln has inherited this. So anytime there's anything on his hands, if his hands are dirty, like he hates them. He's like, mama, wash hands, like he doesn't like it. And he gets the wax, and like I don't know if he's scared because it's hot and it's hurting him, or if he's freaking out because there's something on his hands that he doesn't
probably
want
a little
there.
Bit of both
probably yeah. A little bit of both. And on top of the fact that like my mom and I he did like he was we weren't not watching him, we were just
he's just too fast.
Yeah, those guys are fast.
And he stuck his hand into it, and we were like we both like screaming at him at the same time, so it was probably like freaking
overwhelming. And then you screamed at him, so then he was screaming,
right? Yeah. Well, he didn't cry, he just kind of looked at me like
shocked. Yeah.
Like he was like he didn't know what to do with himself. So yeah, like even when you're paying attention,
yeah,
shit happens.
So I get it takes a village, but it does not in that world give you the right to criticize, touch.
Well, I remember one of the first interactions I had with you was while you were still pregnant with Nate, and I clearly remember this. My hand was like halfway to your tummy, and I'm like, wait, I'm not that close to her that I can just touch her without asking. And I was like, do you mind? And I remember you were like, I love you so much. Well, because I asked you first.
I hate that shit. Because so many people would just walk up to me and just like...
Chrissy, I think about that all the time. I'm like, I'm so happy I asked her. Because well, she probably would have been so pissed had I touched her without
asking. I would have gotten over it.
My mom is one of those that will just like touch up like she did it to you and she did it to Joey recently.
But she's
I get it, like you guys know her whatever, but like my mom will just touch, like she won't touch strangers' bellies, but like people that she knows are like all a lot of my friends now that are starting to have kids.
My mom's like that too. I remember with a friend of ours, like her I'm friends with
the girl. My mom doesn't like walk up to people in the grocery store and do it, does it?
But I have a friend, and then like my mom is really great friends with her mom because our brothers were in scouts together. So we've been in each other's lives for 25 plus years now. And 20 plus years. And when she was pregnant, her daughter and Sophie are like BFFs. When she was pregnant, my mom would go up to her and start rubbing her belly. And she'd be like, she hates when I do this. She hates when people do this to her. And I was like, well, then why the fuck are you touching her?
Well,
if she doesn't like it, why?
My mom did it to Joey the other day. I was like, Mom, stop it. You don't know if she's okay with that. It doesn't matter if she's no. Oh, by the way, speaking, now that we're on the topic of my mom, David taught her today how to download podcasts.
Hi, Mom.
So.
Hola.
She kept saying kept asking me, she's like, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, well, we're doing like double podcast recording because like Dave's gonna go and then when he gets back I'm gonna go. I'm like, whatever. And she's like, I would like to listen to your show. How would I listen? And I'm like, don't.
I set my mom up on the podcast app. Here's
the thing is that my mother has never been like, I have always had a potty mouth and my mother has never been like particularly fond of that.
Yeah,
and
mine too.
She knows how I am when I'm with like my friends, so I know that she's gonna listen to the opening line of that first episode and like want to die.
Yeah, the first episode is like, well, smack you in the face with this is how we speak.
I mean, and my mother is not like particularly conservative at all, but
she's married to a deacon.
I mean, she is, but they're like, they dry hump each other like in front of us. It's really gross. My parents, I mean, good for them, like 100%.
That's
like
awesome.
I love that they like are after 30 goals. Something years, like they're still like in love with each other and still want to like bone and stuff. Fantastic. I don't want to know
Mommy
about it.
Mommy and Papi Fresnetta are.
I don't
want to
know about
goals.
It. I don't want to know about it. That's fine. Like it's good enough. Like you don't have to like, and she throws it in my face because she knows it bothers me. So at this point, David and I have kind of started doing the same thing. So now like you're getting a taste of your own medicine. But yeah, Dave showed her like which app to touch. He showed her what the podcast app looked like. He's like, all you have to do is hit the search button, the little magnifying glass, and look for Mamas and Merlot. So I'm hoping
MOMMASANDMERLOT.
So I'm hoping
listen,
she spells
she's
it like the
this,
Cuban
she
way.
Already well, knows. That's true.
But I'm hoping she spells it like the Cuban way, like Mamas, like M A M, like not M O M.
I actually subscribed my mom to it, but she's not gonna listen to it. But
my mom, I told you, my mom heard it. Like, she listened to the first episode, but she fell asleep listening to it. And she said that she woke up every time we started, like, cackling. It would wake her up. I love my mom.
So, to all the
yeah, because my mom needs to
there.
Hear me talking about sitting on David Beckham's face.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm sure your mom would, too.
I'm sure she would, too. She's a little young for him.
I don't know anybody that wouldn't.
She's a little young for him, but I don't know.
And I think that's a good note to leave everybody with.
Well, that's true, because we're at 2 hours and 18.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
I think we're leaving everybody with the thought
okay, well,
of
before,
David Beckham.
Yeah, before we,
or
we
sitting
before
on David
we close,
face.
Before we close, does anybody have a story about their children this week?
I saw the story about Lincoln, his Scentsy warmer.
That's true.
I have one, which it's a really quick story.
I had one, but I can't remember it right now.
Mine's really, really quick. So I was walking around the house, and I was ready for work, and it was really gross, actually. It's a what's on my shirt. So I'm dressed for work, and I got Nathan dressed
for
school.
Can we trademark what's on my shirt?
We should.
We should trademark my shirt.
And we got him.
We have the hashtag.
We do have the hashtag.
Yeah. And I sent him off to, I got him dressed for school and we're in the kitchen and he's like there with me, whatever. And like he sneezes and I like clean him up and he's like just there and it's all good. And I send him off with my mom and I head off to work and I get in the car and I'm driving and I just like all of a sudden put my hand like to put my lanyard on for work. And when I put my lanyard over my neck, I feel something.
Oh, no.
Ew. Right at the Rusty? Buttons. No, slimy.
Ew.
At the buttons of the shirt. And apparently that sneeze was all sorts of boogie.
I remember my story.
Oh. And wow. I just had boogers on my shirt. And it was like gross globbiness on me.
Delicious.
And I'm like in my car and I was just like, ugh. And that's the moment that my husband, for making fun of me for having 8,000 napkins in my car.
Side note.
There was a reason.
Jeff and Chrissy work together.
Yeah. Nobody. We just drive separate cars because
Mary and I used to work together too for about 2 years.
Yeah, he leaves a little bit earlier than I do, and I usually get Nathan ready for school and stuff like that before my mom drops him off. So we'll sometimes take separate cars because Jeff can do the, like, run and escape out of the house. But if I try to leave the house, it's like, mommy, 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 mommy.
Yeah.
So I usually leave a little bit later than he does. And this way, like, if I need to cut out early or do something, I can because I have my own car. But, yeah, it was that moment I was just like... I'm like, I love being a mom. I'm like, I feel disgusting right now, but I love being a mom. So for the rest of the day, even though I cleaned it,
you still feel it. Yeah.
It was
well, I mean, for me, the same thing. Like, my what's on my shirt for the last 2 weeks has been boogers. Like, the answer is just boogers. But, I mean, Oliver's been sick. He has a cold. And I just got a call from the pediatrician today that he does have, like, a bacteria in his nose they found. So he just got antibiotics today. But earlier this week, I was carrying him, and I was wearing a tank top, and he had his head on my shoulder, but instead of, like, facing out like he usually does, he had his face into my neck, and I was like, oh, this is so sweet. He's, like, cuddling me, and then the motherfucker sneezed. You do not know disgusting until you have a shit ton of boogers sneezed into your neck.
Man, I thought vomiting between my boobs was gross.
No. Like, right where your shoulder meets your neck.
Oh.
Like, right in that little crease.
In the nook.
In the nook.
Of that's your, the feels. Nook.
That's the nook.
That's yeah. the Sex and the City nook.
It is. It's Aiden, the Aiden
that's
nook.
That's Aiden's nook.
Yeah. Well, you don't know gross. Until you've got slimy, nasty boogers dripping down your nook. Because it is.
That feels. Oh, it's just.
Bad. It is just like. Disgusting doesn't even begin to scrape the surface of how icky. It's just icky.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
That's what's on my shirt.
Yeah, that is what is. That is what's on my neck.
Yeah, it's on your neck.
It.
Well, thank you, children.
Seriously, we love you.
We love being moms.
We love being moms.
We do. We love being moms. They're all gross. They're all gross. It's all about grossness. It's what it is.
That's okay. It comes with the territory.
Yeah.
It does. And we love them. The little snot-nosed shits.
I love them. I love mine that I'm really
not sure.
Keep your
hands on candle wax, goddammit.
I'm not really sure if mine is asleep or awake. I just stopped asking. Because I got a video about a half hour ago of him running around the house. Oh,
it was the cutest thing. I was showing Link in the video of Nathan, and he thought it was FaceTime. Because he speaks to my nieces via FaceTime, and he kept going, hi, Nathan. Hi, Nathan. Hi, Nathan. And then I go, no, papi, that's a video. It's not FaceTime, which he doesn't fucking know. But then you in the video was like, Nathan, what's on the TV? What's on the TV? And Lincoln was watching Hercules, so he kept going, Hercules? Hercules?
Aw, he's so cute.
Yeah, Nathan just looked so happy because we were watching Now You See Me Too.
Mm-hmm.
And Nathan was just sitting there on the couch. And like I think I've said it before, he's made the stools in the back of the couch now stadium seating for himself. So he's sitting behind me. And he's just like, it's like a fight scene. And he's like, wow. Wow, mama, wow. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, no. Wait, let me see if this actually has audio because I haven't really listened to it.
It does have.
No, this is basically just a video of my son humping Goofy on the floor. About
I think he has, he's having a little affair with Goofy.
My son has a Goofy that is literally the size of him. It's all good. I think it's okay. But yeah,
your phone will make it.
Yeah.
On that note,
cheers, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Check us out on social media. Mamas and Merlot.
MOMMASANDMERLOT.
Send us an email with your wine recommendations.
Please. Yes, we
do read them and we do reply. I replied today.
Wonderful. We get so excited.
And we do. We will respond to all emails, all tweets.
Tweet us. Facebook.
Instagram.
Snapchat. Tag us. Tell us what you like to drink. We'll drink it.
We're running out of... we're not running out of options. We're just running out of ideas.
I found one for next time I'm short of ideas.
Next time it's your turn.
It's called Sophia.
Oh. You know what we need to start going? We need to stop going to Publix. We need to go to Total Wine.
Yeah, we need to start going to Total Wine.
Ooh, $10 off a $30 purchase.
Oh, we can do that.
That's a $20 purchase. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
That we can do that. We can just buy two episodes together.
Exactly. Let's do it.
But yeah, please, we really like we absurdly enjoy. Get excited we when really we hear do. From
it
you.
It was like irrationally
because we're thirsty. Hashtag
thirsty bitches.
We are thirsty bitches. Yeah, really we want to hear from you because then we feel like people are actually listening.
And this isn't just like a gratuitous rant.
Yeah, at least I feel like if you guys contact us, I feel like we're not just talking to each other and holding microphones to our chins.
So. We know our family and friends are listening to us, and but they
don't
just,
even they don't even write to us.
They
write,
don't
to,
write
us.
To us, and they like judge us. We know this.
Oh, I know. So I know they do. My friend Patty told me when I told her the first episode was live. She's like, I can't wait to listen and laugh at you.
Like, exactly. So like, it's great to know that we actually make other people laugh. Like, we want to amuse and entertain other people that don't.
Yes,
know us.
Feel our pain. Drink with us. Drink with us, guys.
Yay. Drink with us and eat with us.
Yes, every time we
spill, have an episode coming up where that will air before this, but it's that it's all it's an hour of us eating.
A gratuitous amount of food.
We're gonna try our hardest not to eat into the microphones from now.
I listen to a podcast where they're constantly eating and it really doesn't bother me. Lady Gang, which I love, by the way, if you guys are looking for a good like girls talking shit podcast, is Lady Gang is great. It's Becca Tobin from Glee.
I love her.
She went to college with my brother.
She just knows everyone.
Yeah, it's her and two of her friends. And they're always eating like chips and like drinking champagne and stuff. So they're pretty cool. So check out the Lady Gang podcast.
Yes. Okay.
So as always,
cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
On the scene, y'all know me, cause I walk with a limp like a old school pimp or real OG. I'm rocking bands, I'm in the sand, I got a Red Bull and vodka up in my hand. Hey, you looking kinda cute, hey, in that polka dot bikini, girl. Hey, this what I wanna do. Take off that polka dot bikini, girl. Drink all day, play all night. Let's get it poppin'. I'm in Miami, bitch. Drink all day, play all night. Let's get it poppin'. I'm in Miami, bitch. Everybody on smash. Hands in the air. I'm feeling on the ass. Like a nigga don't care.
Like a nigga don't care.
I got a plan. What's your cell? We playing naked twister back in my hotel. Hey, you looking kinda cute, hey, in that polka dot bikini, girl. Hey, this what I wanna do. What? Take off that polka dot bikini, girl. Drink all day, play all night. Let's get it poppin'. I'm in Miami, bitch. Drink all day, play all night, let's get it popping. I'm in Miami, bitch. Get your hands up. Put that ass up. Get your hands up. I'm in Miami, bitch. Put that ass up. I'm in Miami, bitch. Get your hands up. Put that ass up. Get your hands up. Put that ass up. Get your hands up. Put that ass up. Put that ass up. Put that ass up. I'm in Miami, bitch. Damn. It's morning time, and the girl's still there. They lying naked with some asses in the air.
That's what I'm talking
Anna
about.
Anna wants it bad. Yeah. She's got some big cojones. But I say, I'll be back. Gotta get some more coronas. Hey, you looking kinda cute. Hey, in that polka dot bikini, girl. Hey, this what I wanna do. Take off that polka dot bikini, girl. Drink all day, play all night. Let's get it poppin'. I'm in Miami, bitch. Drink all day.
let's get it poppin'. I'm in Miami, bitch. Get your hands up. Put that ass up. Get your hands up. I'm in Miami, bitch. Put that ass up. I'm in Miami, bitch. Get your hands up. Put that ass up. Get your hands up. Put that ass up. Get your hands up. Put that ass up. Put that ass up. Put that ass up. I'm in Miami, bitch.